Hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he would not be surprised if his big, beautiful bill approved by the House looks a bit different by the time the Senate gets through with it.
I think they're going to have changes. Some will be minor and some will be, you know, fairly significant. But we've been working with the House all the way up. They've been working together.
On House Speaker Mike Johnson cautioned senators not to meddle too much with the bill, given how challenging it was to get it through the House. The FBI taking a second look at some high-profile unsolved cases.
Cases include the cocaine found at the White House during the Biden administration, the leaking of the Supreme Court Dobbs case that overturned Roe v. Wade, and the pipe bombs found before the January 6th incident. In a post on X Monday, Deputy Director Dan Bongino said they've made the decision to either reopen or push additional resources and investigative attention to the cases. He said he receives briefings on the cases weekly, and they are making progress. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Mass shooting in a park in Philadelphia last night. Two people dead, at least nine injured. Three more fugitives among the 10 who broke out of a Louisiana jail more than a week ago have now been recaptured. Two others still on the loose. It's why authorities always urge you to look before you lock, especially in the hot weather. A one-year-old New Mexico boy is dead after being mistakenly left in a caregiver's vehicle for a few hours.
Obviously, being in a hot truck with windows up can get extremely hot after just a little bit of time. So, you know, it's just really, really sad that that this happened.
The Albuquerque Police Department's Gilbert Gallegos. More than two dozen people injured. A man plowed a minivan into a crowd in Liverpool, England. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 546 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 357. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. There's a little bit of a slowdown already going into the Old Harbor Tunnel just around the Boston Street area and south of O'Donnell Street. All it is right now is a speed reduction right through there. But in the meantime, just a heads up for that. Already getting busy as we come back from the long holiday weekend. 95 next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is clear. Nothing major on the Beltway. Just in the last 10 minutes, State Police cleared a broken down vehicle that had been in the right lane on the inner loop just north of I-70. That lane is back open again now. The construction area is clear and we're good to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s. But as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s and then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Harrington for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Baltimore City Police are investigating a deadly double shooting on Memorial Day. Officers were called to the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue overnight Monday. Once they arrived, they found a man and woman who were shot. The man was dead at the scene. The woman was taken to a hospital where she died a short time later. No further information is released. Baltimore emergency crews rescued two people from under the Hanover Street Bridge Monday afternoon. Two people were fishing on the bridge when a vehicle hit a parked car and knocked one of them into the water. The second person dove into the water to save the first, and witnesses pulled both of them onto the rocks below the bridge. Both victims taken to hospitals for evaluations. The driver of the car suffered non-life-threatening injuries. And city police arrested a man in connection with a trash can explosion Monday. The 46-year-old suspect's accused of setting off the explosion in the 400 block of South Gilmore Street shortly after noon, damaging a nearby structure. No injuries reported. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique in this market. You provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 or visit VinnieSteo.com and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's three in a row now for the Birds.
With a three-run crush to right center. And the O's have opened it up. A little Redbird revenge.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Carlson's three-run shot in the fourth was the big blow. And Charlie Morton and three relievers made it stand as the Birds down the Cardinals on Memorial Day. 5-2 was the final, Baltimore's first three-game winning streak of the year. Post-game with Tony Mancelino and talking about the hot Dylan Carlson.
I'm really happy for him, man. I mean, that's his former organization. That means a lot to him to kind of go out there in that game, play center field, get a couple big hits, kind of get us going the first time, and then...
Carlson's 5 for his last 12 over three games, a double, two homers, and 5 driven in. NCAA men's lacrosse, Maryland's bid for its third national championship under head coach John Tillman, denied by Cornell as the Big Red win their first since 1977. 13-10 was the final. Tillman has brought the Terps to the title game in 9 of 15 seasons as Maryland's head coach. Coming up in 30 minutes, he came, he saw, he drank the milk. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's a Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. As always, thank you so very much for having us in today and every single day. We crank this bad boy up at 6. We'll run straight through till 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, Kim Klasick Live follows at 9:05. Sean, of course, has a week off. He's off being granddad. So he'll come back exhausted, being grandfather age, and then... coming back after watching two grandkids for the entire week, I would imagine it'll be a fun next Monday, folks, when he returns. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so much for having us in. There's some odd stories over the weekend, and we'll get too many of them, as well as some amazing content, surprising stuff said by surprising people. And later on this hour, Wesley Hunt, who is now in the U.S. Congress, this guy... he laid out the argument against birthright citizenship in a fashion I've never heard it laid out before. And we have that for you next half hour. It's really worth hearing. So if you're getting ready to go to work right now, kind of make a plan on being around here shortly after the half past news. And there are four different sound bites. Got broken up so that they're chewable slices. And wait until you hear what he has to say. It's really fascinating. He's African-American. And is a descendant of slaves, and his argument against the concept as it's currently being practiced of birthright citizenship is just wonderful. It's just incredibly articulate and focused with a perspective that I've not heard before, because it's very unusual to have this kind of spokesperson actually come forward. Now, over the weekend, one of the weird stories, and I know, Nico, you mentioned this. By the way, Nico is in with us.
Nino.
Yeah, well, you know, it's early. See, how many years have we known each other?
It's a good bit.
About 10, 15 years. Oh, it's all right. It's all right, Nippo.
Nippo. Well, good morning,
you can call me Bidden. Nino Mangione is here with us from now till 9. I don't know where Nico came from. The mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, over Memorial Day weekend, you pointed this out to me, you know, was celebrating Africa Day and Latin community on Memorial Day. To be clear, he can celebrate those all he wants to, but Memorial Day applies to our dead, applies to soldiers who served and gave the last full measure of their lives. Many of them were African-American. Many of them were Latino or Hispanic. Many of them Irish or Polish or the polyglot that is the United States of America. So this jackass is out there posting about Latin community on Memorial Day weekend. He didn't want to bother acknowledging Memorial Day. He thought that was a horrible thing to acknowledge. Why should we have that white man's celebration Memorial Day? It's not a white man's celebration. People of every race, have served in our armed forces and have lost their lives in armed forces. And it is, to me, despicable, just despicable. On the weekend, he wished his close to 40,000 followers a, quote, Happy Africa Day, and which was celebrated on Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. And then he put up an account on a post for the Latin community, as in Latinx weren't insufferable enough. By the way, I don't know anybody who's Hispanic who says, oh, please call me Latinx.
No, actually, my Hispanic friends find it insulting.
Yeah.
Just like this mayor is insulting. He's the only mayor in the country that may actually make Brandon Scott look like a great mayor. Yeah. I was at three Memorial Day services, well, two over the weekend, including laying flags.
Right.
One Saturday at Delaney Gardens. And you're right, the victims, I should say victims, the families of those who gave all, when I come to Delaney Gardens, white, black, Hispanic, doesn't matter. We're all American. They're American. And for him to be acknowledging these Africa Day, I mean, Memorial Day weekend, I'd like to see him, you're right, if he acknowledged Memorial Day at all.
Yeah. Neither of his ex accounts posted anything on Monday in answer to your question.
Wow.
Neither of them. Not a thing on Monday.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Most recent post was official account as a post about remarks he made on May 20th. Quote, if anybody has a problem with the liberation of working people in the city and the country, well, they're going to have to take us all on, is what he posted then. And another comment from him coming up in a minute or two. First, though, it's 613, Talk Radio 680, WCME. Happy Tuesday morning. Short work week for you, Chuck Whitaker.
I love four-day weeks.
Yeah, me do, too. Me do, too.
Morning, Chuck.
Morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, bro?
I should explain something. I have surgery scheduled later on this morning, so I can't really eat anything. And I can't really drink my usual quotient of coffee. So,
Nino,
Lord knows.
If his head starts spinning about 8 o'clock.
Yes. Bring in the reliever,
Chuck. Who knows what's going to pass these lips in the next 3 hours?
Get a stick. Hit him in the head. He'll be all right.
Really? All right, Chuck, how's the traffic?
895, now slowing, even before the O'Donnell Street ramp, so definitely back in business after the long holiday weekend. It's already about 10-12 minute delay there, starting to build. 95, looking at it live at the Fort McHenry Tunnel right here at O'Donnell Street. All the lanes are open. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. No late stragglers coming back from the weekend, so all is well at the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97, and also just made a quick swing, and the BW Parkway looks good northbound from 197, southbound from Route 100 with the lanes clear through Arundel Mills and then down towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today. Afternoon high around 72 degrees. Rain moves in late afternoon, early, lasts overnight, and throughout tomorrow. Wednesday's high should be around 62 degrees. Good weekend this past weekend. So, hey, we got a little bit of rain midweek. It's just fine by us. Aberdeen, 52 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Chuck, we were talking just before you came on about Brandon Johnson, who is the mayor of Chicago, who posted a lot on Saturday and Sunday about, was Happy Africa Day, and posted about the Latin community, which is the new variation of Latinx, which annoys the hell out of virtually everybody. But he also made a comment talking about Donald Trump that I've been kind of trying to sort out, you know. And Chuck, listen to this if you would. This is Brandon Johnson talking about how somehow Donald Trump isn't keeping up.
The fact that, you know, this president's actions have demonstrated an incredible deal of hostility towards what's sensible about the evolution of our democracy. It's why, as a country, we have to collectively fight back. Working people are struggling all over this country, and this is the time for our generation to actually beat back the tyranny of Trump.
Okay, the evolution of democracy. What the hell does that mean?
What channels are you watching?
I'm serious. What is the evolution of democracy mean? Does he mean becoming socialists?
I think, Bruce, what it is, typical political jargon. There's real problems, especially in Chicago, like crime, drugs, violence, murder, failed schools. But if you blame Trump and his role as president, use terms like evolution of democracy, you actually try to spin it with these big nonsense words, and you don't have to worry about getting actual results with the failed schools, the crime, and lowering crime, getting drugs off the streets. You just blame Trump, and you use things like democracy. You play the race card, and nothing gets better, but you just deflect.
Yeah, what about when all those kids were shot in Chicago?
Yeah.
It seemed like every week, four or five kids were shot. You know,
every week, for years.
That's democracy evolving, Chuck, apparently.
Yes, and it's somehow Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And I saw one thing yesterday. I'll tell you both because you're both right there. I was watching something, and I didn't realize it. And when you think about it, it's very sobering. They said the Atlantic Ocean is one of the biggest cemeteries in the world, in the Pacific Ocean, because of all the guys that died at sea. And, of course, there's no place to bury them. So there's no headstone. There's no nothing. And, you know, you can't go out there and visit because what? And it just kind of went, wow, you're right. All the guys and, you know, women that went, you know, were buried at sea. Just amazing. Yeah.
Well, during World War II, of course, and prior to that, it was probably 99.999% male. And that's no slam on the females.
Right,
but,
exactly.
I mean, it was men in combat.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some Battle of Coral Sea, Midway, out of the Pacific, that were horrible. And, of course, World War II kind of walked its way in through the Atlantic, and the U-boats just wrecked havoc on the Merchant Marine. If you were a Merchant Marine, you had no way of protecting yourself other than being in a large fleet and hoping they didn't target your particular ship.
But, you know, you think about, I mean, you know, immediately you think about Arlington and all the national cemeteries, and like Nino said, Delaney Valley Memorial Park, all those places, but you don't realize how many people were buried at sea, and there's no place for their family to go see anything. Very sober.
Yeah, that's very sober.
I talked to my son yesterday for a couple minutes. Rob was in charge of the caisson unit at Arlington Cemetery for a while when he was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him what it was like on Memorial Day for the caisson unit. He said, very, very somber. I mean, this is one of the most solemn moments with people coming to visit their loved ones. And some of the loved ones are World War II vets. Yeah, they're wishing the grandpa or grandma or whoever, you know, farewell.
Well, my grandfather is buried there in Arlington, World War II vet. And a couple of years back, a cousin and I went on Memorial Day. Ever since I've been involved more in politics, I stay local and go to some of the ceremonies here. But, yeah, I'll never forget being at his funeral at Arlington and that group that your son, I mean, he wasn't involved then yet. But what an amazing job they did. What a tribute. I remember him when he was towards the latter end of his life saying, I do not care what happens when I go. I just want to make sure I'm buried in Arlington. That's what it meant to live in soldiers,
yeah.
especially those World War II vets, and it's an honor to go see him when I get the chance.
My dad, believe it or not, my dad was 49 when I was born. He was in World War One.
Wow.
In France at 18 years old.
No way.
And you think about that, and you think, you know, what he saw from a boy from southwestern Virginia who never had seen the ocean. that was his experience.
You know, sometimes you go to Arlington, you'll see a veteran's gravesite that says World War One,
right.
World War Two. Then you see one with World War Two, Korea, a number of different wars that these guys, unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, some of these guys served sequentially, war after war after war after war. Yeah. It's a tribute to their courage, to their bravery. It really is. To not just do, I mean, a war you're drafted originally for 3 years, or 2 years, and now for 3 years, now for eight, whatever the case might be, but to then re-up a number of times. And some of my son's friends are still in. They continue to re-up.
And I want to give credit, Bruce, real quick. We'll come back, and I want to make a mention of Hereford High School the other day.
All right, Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple.
Yep.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 620.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, 622, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the morning, perfect the week off, and I thank you, as always, very much for having us in this and every day. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
And those delays continue to build now. We're back in business today at both the Harbor Tunnels. Not quite too bad yet at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but 895 is already busy south of the Erdman Avenue ramp, the exit ramp from 95 south, looking at it live right here to Russell Street. Russell Street then becomes the BW Parkway. It's a long, kind of skinny ramp. Works its way around, eventually goes down towards Westport, and it's slow just because it's a single lane as you work your way south. But nothing on the parkway. The Beltway begins to fill in just a bit now as we travel on the west side, and most of that would be in the area between right around I-70 and down through the ramps at Frederick Road. Yep, just changed the camera now, and we are getting some brake lights now right at the triple bridges at I-70 on the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today is a cloudy day. Afternoon highs will be around 72 degrees, but it's going to get wet. Rain moves in late afternoon, early evening. It lasts overnight and through tomorrow. Wednesday's high should be around 62 degrees. Right now, Essex has 52 degrees, Hunt Valley 54. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, as always, we are delighted to have you here. Nino Mangione is sitting in with us. Are you here all week, Nino?
I'm here Thursday, Friday.
Today, Thursday, Friday,
yep.
So that leaves the one day in the middle would be
Wednesday.
Very good. Just checking to see if you're awake.
Just making sure I'm awake.
Because I sure as hell am not quite yet. All right. Well, listen up, folks.
Hey, Stewie, time for the view.
No, not again! Yeah, let me out of here. I can't watch another second.
Joy Behar and crew got busy.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't even let him give me a Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah,
that's how little I feel about people. I don't
calling you
oh,
right now.
I got it.
Oh, somebody's tell that MAGA man.
No, I'm not sleeping with you anymore.
Oh my!
What fun and frivolity! Yes, Joy Behar, presuming that anybody would actually be calling her to say, "Will you please?" and she would say, "No, thank you. I'm sorry. It's just something of the visual that just doesn't work for me." Now, on serious stuff, there was last week a horrible event that took place at a Jewish museum down in Washington, D.C., as we well know by now. Two individuals, young folks, they were going to be engaged to be married, clearly deep in love. I think he was an American and she was Israeli, or they were, and I can't remember which. And they were both murdered outside the event. And a number of people commented on this one way or the other. Some rather odd comments, but maybe the most telling is if you went to members of Congress who might be a different philosophical bent than Jewish, what would their reactions be? Well, a reporter tried to catch up with Ilhan Omar to get her comments.
Congresswoman Omar,
anybody say
can I get your reaction to the shooting that happened in D.C. last night?
I'm going to go for now.
That's despicable. It's not. How hard is it to just my sympathies, and we'll learn more as things come out.
Well, you can tell where her loyalties lie.
Unbelievable.
I mean, but to be, I don't know. To me, it was a stunning and frankly despicable comment to make. And Caroline Leavitt, she agrees with us.
It's despicable, and frankly, we have seen a rise in anti-Semitic protests of. Pro-Hamas protests of terrorist sympathizers. We saw them on our college campuses, and we've seen the Democrat Party turn a blind eye and in some cases actually embrace such anti-Semitic illegal behavior. And that's why this administration has done more than any administration in history to crack down on anti-Semitism.
And actually, there were people who said, oh, no, you haven't. She says, name me one other. And truly, I cannot think of another. Look, leading up to World War II, we had the Democrats in charge. I think it was the USS St. Louis, actually. It was a ship came full of Jews, came to our shores. Roosevelt turned them away, said, no, sorry, you can't land here. They were fleeing. They knew the slaughter that was about to happen.
I'll never forget, because I just had no idea, but my grandfather, my mother's father, who's Baron Arnold, told me that he regrets that Roosevelt did that. But Caroline Leavitt's exactly right. She stole my thoughts, plain and simple. I mean, this type of anti-Semitic violence, fueled by institutions like Harvard that allowed
yes.
that violence and death to the Jews' chance, and other Ivy Leagues, including other universities across America, right out in the open. Nothing was done about it. And then the irony behind this attack is that this event that was taking place, that these two young victims
yes.
were at, that was about helping humanitarian efforts mm-hmm. in Gaza for these people. But these people that are committing these acts of violence, they don't want to help the people of
no.
Gaza. They want violence against Jews. They use Hamas, for example, uses these people in Gaza as human shields. They do not care as long as it's violence against the Jewish people, plain and simple. Sure, there are thousands, millions of victims, but that's not what it's about for these terrorists.
No, yep. No, it is not. It is about fomenting continuing violence because it serves their political purposes, and that perhaps is one of the more cynical things that we've seen come across trans in recent years. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century. Think about the accumulated knowledge knowledge there. It's amazing. There's a lot of information they have. They are the two premier transmission service companies in the area. They've teamed up, so there's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Tranny for hundreds less than the dealers. Look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500, or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700, or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. Coming up next half hour, you've got to hear Wesley Hunt on the denial of birthright citizenship. Well, he wants it denied forever, the way it's currently practiced. It's 6:30 right now. Julie Ryder on News.
Good morning. Baltimore police are investigating separate weekend shootings that left two dead and two others injured. Overnight Sunday, a man died after he was shot in the 400 block of North Pecos Street. And on Saturday afternoon, a man was shot and killed in the 400 block of Heaver Street. There were two non-fatal shootings Saturday evening. Police say a man turned up at a hospital for treatment after he was hit by gunfire in the 4900 block of Pembridge Avenue. Another walk-in shooting victim was treated at a hospital after a shooting in the 2500 block of East Chase Street. A car fire investigation in Davidsonville Saturday night turns up human remains. Anne Arundel County Police and Fire Department personnel responded to a commercial parking lot at 600 West Central Avenue around 9:30 p.m. When the fire was extinguished, they found remains in the passenger side of the vehicle. An autopsy will be conducted. Maryland U.S. Representative Glenn Ivey was denied access to Kilmar Abrego Garcia after he traveled to El Salvador to check on him following his mistaken deportation in March. Ivey says he contacted a Salvadoran ambassador, made a formal request to the Salvadoran government before his trip, and he was instructed to go back to San Salvador and get a permit before he could visit Abrego Garcia. Ivey says they knew he was coming, they knew why he was coming, and they know he has the right to do so. Last month, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen met with Abrego Garcia in El Salvador after he was initially denied access. And Governor Wes Moore has requested the Federal Emergency Management Agency to conduct a damage assessment after flooding in western Maryland. The flooding in Allegheny and Garrett counties damaged buildings, caused power outages, and led to the evacuation of multiple schools. In the request to FEMA, the governor said the state's emergency response brought on significant costs, prompting the need for more assistance. Well, coming up, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 914, and the pick 4 was 7474. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delay now is almost 795. As a matter of fact, it may even be there by now. Looked at it about 4 or 5 minutes ago. So it's going to be the usual delay already. 795 down through Frederick Road. Everybody else is running okay on the Beltway. 895 right now. It's moving. It's slow from the Urban Avenue ramp from there into the tunnel. Probably 7, 8, maybe 10 minutes at the most at this point. 95 still okay from O'Donnell Street into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Haven't seen any problems on the JFX. If you're out early in Catonsville, there's a minor accident reported now at Edmondson Avenue at Rolling Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s. But as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s. And then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For 100 years, backing those who protect us by protecting the home they return to. Then, now, always, Erie Insurance.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It took a while, but Charlie Morton came around yesterday for Baltimore.
Orioles have a three-run lead. This is the guy you need to get out. And he gets
a paralyzer. I'll tell you what, he wasn't looking for that, was he? Fastball pretty much down the middle at 94.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The 41-year-old Morton rewarded the organization's patience by delivering his best start in an Oriole uniform. Six innings, just two runs allowed as the Orioles beat the Redbirds yesterday at Camden Yards. 6-3 was the final. After the game, a resolute Charlie Morton.
I'm 41 years old, right? It's like I can't really expect that I'm going to go out there and have the best year of my career. I don't know if I could realistically expect that, for that to happen. I didn't expect to come in and have a 10 ERA.
I don't think anyone did. Morton follows Dean Kramer and Trevor Rogers in helping extend the rotation's run of consecutive innings without a run allowed up to 16 before a two-run homer in the fifth off of Morton. He came, he saw, and he drank the milk, talking about Alex Palou, finally atop the IndyCar world after winning his first Indy 500 on Sunday.
What an amazing race by the tank crew, everybody at CGR, HRC. I cannot believe it. It's amazing. It's amazing to be here. It's amazing to win.
Sounds amazing. Palou, 28, has now won five of the series' first six races this season and survived multiple crashes on the track Sunday, including this one from Kyle Larson.
We were just bunched up on the restart, and I was really close to Takuma in front of me, and got kind of, you know, aero tight behind him, and as I peeked left, the nose just grabbed, and I spun. So, yeah, hate that I caused that crash.
And so Larson's bid to complete the double, finishing both the IndyCar Indianapolis 500 and the NASCAR Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte on the same day, failed after he crashed out. Coca-Cola 600, Trackhouse Racing's Ross Chastain making history.
To drive on that final run in the World 600 and pass two cars that had been way better all night. Phil Surgeon wanted me to pit two laps earlier. I went two laps longer just out of a little bit of confusion, and man, that paid off at the end. These Goodyear Eagles held on longer because they were a little bit fresher, and holy cow, we just won the World 600!
Tough luck, though, for William Byron. The Hendrick Motorsports star dominated proceedings in his number 24 Chevy on Sunday night, but was ultimately left devastated late when Chastain passed him for the lead with just six laps to go. NBA, Thunder and Timberwolves. This one goes to OKC, 128-126, behind 40 points from the NBA MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. OKC with a 3-1 lead. In the NHL, the Hurricanes salvage a game. It's 3-1, though, for the Panthers after four games. The time now is 6:37. When we return, there'll be no Caitlin Clark in Baltimore tomorrow night.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, this is actually a pretty big deal that Caitlin Clark is not going to be playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, it is.
Because I was online last week.
She's the draw, man.
Well, she's the draw. And guess how much, like, good seats, like, you know, not courtside, but good lower-level seats at the arena were going for about $200.
No kidding.
Yes.
I was going to guess 95 or 100, but that's amazing. That's
$200 bucks for Caitlin Clark, a strained quadricep. She's out for 2 weeks. No Caitlin Clark tomorrow night. I feel bad for people who spent $200 bucks to watch Caitlin Clark tomorrow night, and she's not going to be here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, she'll be here, but she's not going to be on the court.
Yeah, all right. You did miss one rather significant sports story, by the way. I'm trying to find the exact story, but
I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, the Weenie 500 was also held this past weekend. The Weenie 500.
Where was that held?
It was actually held, I think, in Indianapolis. It was held in Indianapolis. Yeah, it's, there were, I think, four different Oscar Wienermobiles, and they raced. And I wanted to give credit to the winner of the race, but I've misplaced that piece of copy. I'll come across it in a moment or two. But this was, to me, that was the sport.
Yeah, that was the number one sport. Yeah. See, I totally miss it on that one.
Yeah, I know, man. It's just a shame.
Can I get a redo?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll see if I can find the copy between now and hour from now.
And do you have any idea who won yesterday at Oriole Park, the hot dog race?
Was it Relish? No, I don't.
I always go with Relish.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you put on your hot dog, by the way?
Well, it depends. If it's a hot dog, I'll put ketchup. No, not ketchup. I'll put mustard, onions. Sometimes, if it's bratwurst or some other kind of sausage, I'll have all kinds of stuff.
But no ketchup?
No, not in a hot dog.
Yeah, okay.
For me, it doesn't belong.
Nino, what about you?
Definitely ketchup.
Ketchup?
Oh, you're a ketchup guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a little disappointing.
Onion,
really
onions,
yeah.
Onions.
Onion.
Julie, what about you?
I like the real grainy mustard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to just yellow mustard on a hot dog?
Nah.
It's all there. Just go to the ballpark. They have huge vats of it. And if you take a satchel large enough, I'm quite sure you can get out of the ballpark.
I'm totally a mustard guy. I don't get the ketchup thing.
Yeah. Usually if I'm going to go for that kind of sausage, it's going to be for bratwurst.
Yeah, well, here in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's going to be bratwurst, and there's going to be sauerkraut on it.
Okay.
And that grainy kind of mustard, and maybe some onions, and I'll be happy all day.
And then what happens like an hour after that?
That's not my problem.
Okay.
I'll be outside during that period.
Sounds good.
Right. Thanks very much. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chris, do me a favor. We're going to skip the next three cuts, and we're going to go straight to the Wesley Hunt stuff, if we're good. I want to make sure we have the opportunity to get that in. Wesley Hunt had the opportunity to opine on a birthright citizenship. Depending on where you are, left or right, it seems to me, there are very different points of view on what it is all about. I just want to point out briefly that the original intent of the 14th Amendment was for freed slaves. It had nothing to do with the children of people who crossed the border illegally. Nothing. Matter of fact, that argument would have been rejected out of hand, as by viewing the testimony of those who were behind the 14th. Wesley Hunt, who was African-American, began his conversation about birthright citizenship like this.
I understand more than anyone that we are a nation of immigrants. But there's a difference, stark difference, between giving citizenship to the children of slaves, the children of those subject to the Middle Passage, the children of sharecroppers, and the children of those who were once considered property, and giving citizenship to the children of people who cross the border illegally, stay in taxpayer-funded luxury hotels, who receive free Xboxes, free cell phones, free flights around the country, and three square meals a day. There's a big difference.
There's a massive difference. Massive. And then this is really interesting, you know, because it's wonderful to have this perspective. He went into his family history to give an example of why birthright citizenship, as is currently being observed, is just dead wrong.
My great-great-grandfather was born on a plantation, Rosedale Plantation in Louisiana. He had to join the Union Color Guard to gain his freedom. By morphing the citizenship clause into something that it wasn't meant to be, it's demeaning to descendants of slaves like me. And not just me who served this country, but my father is a retired colonel. My sister went to West Point as a retired colonel. My brother went to West Point. We are talking about a direct descendant of a slave that earned the right to be in this country and passed that ilk down to his ancestry. People bled for it. People died for it.
Including,
and it means something.
His ancestors bled for it, died for it. His family serves. They have been in service to this country ever since they were brought on the Middle Passage, but certainly ever since the Civil War. And he rejects the idea, and more from him coming up, by the way, he rejects the idea that somehow all you have to do is sneak across the border, drop a baby, and that baby all of a sudden is a U.S. citizen. Under the jurisdiction of, that's the key phrase in the 14th, under the jurisdiction of, under whose jurisdiction are those individuals? Well, if they're from the nation of the South, they're under Mexican jurisdiction, not ours. And that's the key to that. Well, more on that coming up. First, though, 643, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Yes, once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There was a report. One of our listeners said they saw a tractor trailer that was broken down in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And I've been looking for it. May have been there a couple of minutes ago. But right now, it looks to me that we're moving all four lanes. And just looking at the overhead shot from the exhaust building and looking down at the toll plaza, the lanes are open there. Been looking kind of to the south end, down around to make sure traffic is coming out, and it is. And just one more shot down around Key Highway just to make sure that all the lanes are open. That tractor trailer may be on the shoulder now, but it looks like we did recover there. But in the meantime, 95 will pick up a little more traffic now coming south from the Eastern Avenue ramp. 895, as we mentioned earlier, was already busy south of the Erdman Avenue ramp and down through Eastern Avenue. It's a speed reduction. Everybody's still going in to the tunnel on 895. JFX, if you're downtown early today, you're fine right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps at St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue, and eventually down towards the Fayette Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Mostly cloudy today. A high will be around 72 degrees. Rain moves in late afternoon, early evening, lasts overnight. Throughout tomorrow, Wednesday's high around 62. Ellicott City, 48 degrees right now. Reisterstown has 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for us to head outside to the Chuck Wagon. Once again, it's time for Chuck's Food News. As a public service from the nation's food and beverage industry. And, of course, in one Butterball Johnson.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Yeah, I know. It's my bugaboo right there. Yeah, my bugaboo as well. By the way, I did pick up a piece of old business. Not really old, but recently. The Slaw Dog won the Weenie 500.
Oh, and, I saw that, yeah.
The Slaw Dog, yeah. So, wanted to make sure we give credit. The guy was a graduate of Kennesaw Mountain State University, whatever it is. Huh?
Wow.
Who drove it. I have a great story about Kennesaw coming up later on and how he got named Kennesaw Mountain Landis. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, it was the original, one of the original baseball commissioners brought in to clear up the Black Sox scandal and others. All right. All right. The post-dinner habit you didn't know you needed, Chuck.
Oh.
How can I say this politely? I meet the flatulence foray. Yeah, you know, that's the best way to characterize it. Oh, the fart walk. It turns out a walk after eating does more than just clear the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about those bratwursts I was having. It comes to health trends. It's all about weeding out the good from the not so good. A fart walk's the latest craze to go viral. This time is for a good reason. The simple habit helps to stabilize your blood sugar. I didn't realize your blood sugar was not stable, but there you go. If you want to have
smell like a stable.
Yes, exactly. This is a woman. I'm not quite sure why she's getting all this media in the food press. I had to choose between one of three different articles about Selena Gomez, who has a cheesy, crunchy casserole she makes. It's all the rage, according to Selena Gomez. It starts with a bag of Doritos. Well, all right. You had me when you said Doritos. So.
Right. Absolutely.
Without going into the full recipe, it looks like something that would, I'm pretty sure, clog up most of the arteries going to your heart and probably run a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
That's it, right. Is amazing when you're just that famous, you can push anything
at all.
And they make a ton of money.
Eat this thing with cheese sauce and Doritos. You'll love it.
And Michelin star, I guess you'll get as a chef for that.
Exactly. And this, Chuck, because I know you have use for this from time to time when one of us shows up at your doorstep and says, hey, can I stay here for a couple nights? Costco has a new chest freezer, perfect for summer parties or for where Chuck keeps his extra bodies. It is a major steal. It's huge. It's just huge.
Can you put more than one in?
I think so.
Depending on overnight guests, but I don't like to put in.
The clock's in at 20 cubic feet.
Oh.
It's large enough to fit a whole summer's worth of treats, or frankly, to fit at least two bodies, the way I look at it, and also be a wonderful prop for virtually any cop show on TV.
Oh, yeah.
When they open up the freezer and there are people or heads or body parts there. They have a couple, one at 14 cubic feet and one at 20 cubic feet, and it's a steal. Less than $500.
Not bad.
Yeah, which is a lot cheaper than a motel.
One more yes. item that I thought yeah. of about that flatulence story.
Yes, yeah.
It doesn't apply to women
no, who they don't.
Wear spandex pants.
No, no, it doesn't.
Because
no.
if you have the walking farts and you have spandex pants, it looks like you have mice running down your leg.
That's good to know, Chuck. I've never actually had the opportunity to walk behind a woman.
You know,
and
I hate to bring these things up, but yeah. it's my obligation.
Yes, as a professional broadcaster, he feels he has to do this for
you
us.
You know, you walk behind a woman who's passing gas down the street, you go, what the hell is that running up and down her leg? Got no place for it to go.
Holy Chuck. Thank you, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, well, this public service announcement.
Yes. But I sure appreciate it. I can't tell you how much that matters to me.
Well, you know, some women might not think about that.
That's right.
A little air hole at the bottom.
That's so, really so what that is. Be a whole new dress trend right there. As a dressing trend is the manufacturer putting out spandex yoga pants, I think.
Exhaust pipes.
Chuck Whitaker and Chuck's Food News. We'll talk to you in 3 or 4 minutes. Chuck, thank you. It's 8:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning.
It's Baltimore's biggest night for freedom, faith, and the future. Join the Baltimore City Republican Party for the 2025 Lincoln Reagan Douglas Dinner, Friday, June 27th at the Best Western on O'Donnell Street, just off I-95. Hear from national conservative voice Armstrong Williams, author, commentator, and co-owner of the Baltimore Sun. Enjoy an American Legion color guard. Sing God Bless America and start the night off with our exclusive VIP reception. Then the evening kicks off into high gear with dancing and a live DJ. Don't miss Maryland's premier GOP event. Tickets at BaltimoreDinner.com.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Neil Mangione sitting in with us. Of course, we have Mr. Casey is off having his brain fried by little children as he plays grandpa for the week. You know, Robin will only put up with so much if I get to with two little ones 24/7. So he is there to give relief, entire, complete relief, as she needs it. Calgon, take me away. All right, 6:51 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bit more from Wesley Hunt. Wesley Hunt, of course, in Congress, black man. You just heard a little bit of his family story. That they were freed slaves. He comes from freed slaves. And he resents like crazy the idea that somebody could walk across the border, no cost to them, and instantly their child is a U.S. citizen, and thus they're anchor babies, and they can't leave, and the parents can't leave. So there you have it. More from Wesley Hunt.
The purpose of the 14th Amendment that President Trump, that President Trump's birthright citizenship executive order is that the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment was never meant to apply to children of illegal or legal aliens. Allowing birthright citizenship to stay in place dilutes the citizenship of not just black Americans like me, but every single American citizen that had to earn it the right way. Let's say this in black and white. Either you're a U.S. citizen or you are not.
Yeah, either you are a U.S. citizen or you are not. In the 14th Amendment, the assumption made at the time, and you go back and read the congressional debates at the time, if you were a member of the French embassy and your wife was with you being posted in Washington, D.C., and you had a child, that child, not the subject of the United States, not under the jurisdiction of the United States, that child is a French citizen. If you were from Lithuania, same deal, no matter where. If you were in this country visiting on vacation, guess what? You have a child. That child is not supposed to be a U.S. citizen. He is a citizen of the country under whose jurisdiction you are. And that has been changed radically. One more cut from him coming up. First, though, 6:53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have Chuck, the Flatulence Whitaker. It's like calling it the Rock, you know.
It's just old Farty Johnson.
Yes.
Not Artie Johnson.
Yes. Got it.
Okay, cool. The Interloop at Green Spring, all the lanes are open. Traffic to Pikesville right now is good. Parkville side starting to fill in just a bit and getting heavy now between Bel Air Road and Providence Road. The west side back up now, pretty solid there. 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. And then once we clear Frederick Road down the hill to 95, all the lanes are open. Southwest side of the Beltway, at least right now, looks good coming up the ramp from I-97 and eventually up towards the BW Parkway. About a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area of 895 south. 95 is slowing just after the O'Donnell Street ramp with the lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Parkville 52, Pikesville 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, Wesley Hunt takes on one of the real, frankly, ugly myths about allowing illegals to come to this country and stay. Basically, the argument from the left is we need people to pick our crops. You know, that translates into we really need a new group of slaves.
Bruce, this whole thing, number one, the basic premise of the 14th Amendment, you were just going over it, is the U.S. Constitution to protect the, or guarantee equal protection under the law. And that was the Dred, they were basically getting rid of the Dred Scott decision,
yes.
Of, what, 1857, denied citizenship to African Americans, which is what Wesley Hunt just said. But think about this. Our family, their founding fathers, extremely brilliant, extremely educated men. Do you think that their premise was to allow somebody 200 years later to come to the country, does not speak English, sneaks across the border, has no financial ways to support themselves, put them as a burden to the United States taxpayer, and give them every single solitary right, as, say, my grandfathers who fought in World War II, as your son who's sitting there defending our country. It doesn't make a lick of common sense, and yet we have people defending it as if that's what they meant when they wrote this original law. It's outrageous. It's no common damn sense at all. No other country would follow that. And then Congress should have done their job and cleared this up. If it's not
100 years ago, but
exactly. Nice. Yeah. It's already clear to the common sense thinking person, but this should be cleared up. And Donald Trump is exactly right here.
Well, we'll see what SCOTUS has to say about it, because that's where it's going to end up. Supreme Court is going to have to take a stand on this. What's surprising to me is that it took this long for it to get to the Supreme Court. Once again, Wesley Hunt.
The left has spent decades cheapening what it means to be an American citizen. They've quite literally been chipping away at the basic value of American citizenship. They pretend to be altruistic, but we know the truth. Ozzy Osbourne's daughter said on The View that we have to let illegal immigrants in this country because who else will clean our toilets? We hear it all the time. Who will pick our crops? And even though that we know that American citizens are the majority of those people picking our crops, we know what you're insinuating.
Yeah. What you're insinuating is we need a new class of slaves. I mean, look, I couldn't be more blunt about it. Because they're not coming here assuming they're going to make top dollar. They come here willing to work under the table for cash, maybe sleeping five or six people per household in a room, and a house that's built to sleep two. They hot bunk it. So that, you know, one guy goes off to work, somebody else takes that bed. I mean, this is the phenomenon we're living through, and it's all justified because somehow, since the late 1850s, early 1860s, we've had this perversion of what it means to be a U.S. citizen, and a cheapening of it, too.
And he's exactly right. And let's not forget that you've heard this phrase, and some of the listeners, I'm sure, have, but not all of them, anchor babies.
Yeah.
That's what this is. In 2024, 400,000 anchor babies. And for those who do not know what that means, it basically is an anchor for illegal aliens to now have the right to stay here because their son or daughter, as a one-day-old child, has now given them the opportunity to become American citizens. And again, unfortunately for the taxpayer, have to be responsible for taking care of these people. And then eventually they get older, and what do? They usually end up voting Democrat. Why else would we have this type of insanity go on in our country?
Interesting analysis I saw over the weekend, as a matter of fact, on this issue. And that is California, because congressional districts are by the number of persons, not by the number of legal residents, by the number of persons within an area. California, if you went by the number of legal residents, would have about three fewer congressional seats. Ohio, Pennsylvania, and I think Michigan, if I recall correctly, the three, each would probably gain one seat because of this. What's the big difference? California is true blue, and the following three states were red.
That's why they made such an effort to keep illegal aliens in the U.S. Census, and that determines how much the congressional representation and
congressional
the allocation
shape
of funds.
Yeah, I mean, you have congressional districts carved out by the number of persons, not the number of illegal residents. You have money going to these congressional districts based on how many districts there are and what the needs are. It's all based on this fallacy that somehow it's a good idea to be counting illegal aliens as part of our census. That's a battle that has yet to take place, but it's got to take place just for clarity, if nothing else.
It's incredible. Based on allocation on how many illegal aliens are in your state, it's only in this country could something like that happen.
Coming up between 7 and 8 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, is being anti-Israel the same as being anti-Jewish, and more on those kids who were murdered last week.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest Russian attack on Ukraine may be the last straw for some congressional Republicans demanding the imposition of crushing sanctions on Russia for its devastating drone and missile strikes, largest such assault of the war so far. President Trump has been dropping hints about a potential Iran nuclear deal that could be announced soon.
The president sounded upbeat following the latest round of talks between the United States and Iran.
I can tell you the Iran talks have been going very well.
He pointed to real serious progress in negotiations and said he might have something good to report soon.
I really would like to see that happen, and I think there's a good chance that it could happen.
The two countries are discussing how to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting some economic sanctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says the Senate and House leadership have been working together, looking to build Republican support for that big, beautiful bill.
John Thune and Mike Johnson have done a fantastic job. They've been working together all the way up, so hopefully that'll be fine.
Mr. Trump expects the Senate to make some changes to the House bill. Some will be minor, some fairly significant, according to Mr. Trump. Almost 50 people injured, 27 of them in the hospital in Liverpool, England.
British police have said an incident in which a minivan hit crowds celebrating Liverpool's soccer victory is not being treated as terrorism. Merseyside police said a 53-year-old man, believed to be the driver, has been arrested, and they're not looking for anyone else.
Correspondent Karen Chamis in London. With the capture of three more of the fugitives, just two of the 10 inmates who escaped from a Louisiana jail more than a week ago remain at large. On Wall Street this morning, could be in for a rally. The Dow futures up 540 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 336. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 7:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We have the backups on the Beltway now with the normal delays around the Hartford Road towards Providence Road, the west side. Stop and go, but it's in the usual spot, 795. Once you clear Route 40 and Frederick Road, much better down the hill towards 95. The interloop through Pikesville, still okay. That'll change in about half an hour or so towards Green Spring and over to the JFX. And on the expressway south on the JFX, nothing major between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. Now at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 now is backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. So from there through the tunnel towards Child Street at the Toll Plaza, 20 minutes at least. And now 95 is backed up just south of Moravia Road, 15 to 20 minutes there with the lanes open on 95 through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s. But as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s. And then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City Police are investigating a deadly double shooting on Memorial Day. Officers were called to the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue overnight Monday. Once they arrived, they found a man and a woman who were shot. The man was dead at the scene. The woman was taken to a hospital where she died a short time later. Police have not released information on suspect or what led to the shootings. The trial of the suspect in a deadly school shooting resumes today in Harford County. 16-year-old Jalen Prince is being tried as an adult for the 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant at Joppatown High School. The September shooting allegedly stemmed from an argument about a girl, and it escalated when Prince pulled a gun from his backpack and shot Grant, who later died. That trial is expected to conclude this week. The population of blue crabs in Chesapeake Bay has fallen 25% since last year. According to the Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey, the annual projects carried out jointly by the Maryland DNR and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Experts say while the situation is not great, management strategies are still helping. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. It was indeed a happy holiday yesterday at Camden Yards for the Holiday family. Father Matt, who played for the Cardinals, and his son, who helped the Orioles beat them yesterday.
Cool. Jackson already one for one today.
Yeah. Jackson lines it to left center. That's down for a base hit in front of Scott. Carlson comes in to score, and Jackson Holiday is two for two. Making Pops proud as his Oriole Devils have a 2-0 lead against Matt Holliday's old team.
Kevin Brown with the call on Madison. Dylan Carlson following that up with a 3-run blast to break it open as the Birds notched their first 3-game winning streak of the year in the season's 53rd game. 5-2 was the final. After the game, manager Tony Mancelino asked if momentum is a real thing.
I think so. Way more in baseball than people think. I think we see in basketball and football all the time. We're all fans of those sports. People in a Major League clubhouse, Major League Baseball clubhouse, will tell you momentum is real, and I would be in agreement.
And don't sleep on Johns Hopkins baseball. The top-ranked Blue Jays clinched its third NCAA Super Regional title on Saturday at Babb Field, defeating Case Western Reserve University. 12-7 was the final. With the victory, the Blue Jays, who were 44-3 on the year, they're unbeaten at home, 27-0, punched their ticket to the Division III baseball championship for the seventh time in program history. It begins Friday on May 30th. Coming up in 30 minutes, Shohei Ohtani could be back on a mound near you. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome to hour number two, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, on his way out of the room, Mr. Stein on Sports began to rib me about the Weenie Mobile and the Weenie 500. I gotta tell you, I've always wanted to drive one. I mean, this one—I know it's childish, but I always thought it'd be a blast to be able to say, "Yeah, I drove the Weenie Mobile." Imagine being like a corporate executive someday, and some guy says, "How'd you get your start?" "Well, I drove the Weenie Mobile." I mean, you know, there are less probable things in life. Not many, but there are. I'd like to do a history of those individuals who, over history, have driven the Weenie Mobile and see what their level of success commercially in life was after that. My bet is these people are the movers and shakers.
Absolutely.
I would think so. Yeah, they simply run food operations for the company, whatever. They have experience.
Hey, the former CEO a few years back was like the box boy at Walmart, and then he became the CEO. So you never know.
I think that's marvelous. I really do. I think the idea that it used to be called Horatio Alger. I don't think the people know what that means anymore. But the Horatio Alger stories were stories around during my dad's time primarily. He made me read them when I was a kid. It was all about the poor boy makes good through hard work and discipline and focus. So I tried to ignore all of those lessons. And it's worked out pretty well for me. Being a slacker and kind of hanging back, let other people take the work, and then knifing them in the back as soon as they leave the room. It's the corporate way in America. You know, you shake somebody's hand with your right hand, you have the knife in the left, you get them in the back, and you move on. Which is why I don't work in corporate America. No, thank you. Been there, done that. Had the knife. Ooh, that stung. All right, 410-WCBM680 is our telephone number. If at any time this morning you want to join the conversation. All right, one of the continuing stories. I find this just fascinating. I really do. Harvard has $53 billion endowment. $53 billion. I mean, that's the size of the budget of a small country. I mean, that's huge, huge money. And they're basically running the thing as a hedge fund. I mean, look, they're doing a fine job of it. You can't blame them if they're within the rules, but I'm not quite at all sure they are within the rules. And the question becomes, should the American taxpayer be subsidizing a private institution with our taxpayer dollars in one fashion or another? Either you send money to them for their scientists, or you approve of the behavior on campus, which that's why this has come up, because, no, there's a lot of anti-Semitism in places like Harvard and Columbia and NYU and some of the other real Tony schools out there. And, you know, this isn't brand new. I don't know what year it is. I meant to check a couple minutes ago. I will during this hour. There was a movie around mid-40s, late 40s, called A Gentleman's Agreement. It may have come up before then. And it seems to me it was Gary Cooper in this thing. I'm not sure, but it might have been. I'll check. And it was basically about the gentleman's agreement. You don't hire Jews. It's very, very Tony, very nice. But, you know, that was the gentleman's agreement. And so this has been around for quite some time. This is not a brand new phenomenon. This precedes World War II, that kind of behavior, and had for hundreds of years. Don't forget, until relatively recent history, modern-day Jews were being blamed directly for the death of Christ. I mean, and that church doctrine changed, I think, with 1950s, 1960s, somewhere there. But it had gone on, after all, for 2,000 years.
I want to make two points about Harvard. Number one, Trump is right that they're not upholding American values whatsoever, especially with the open anti-Semitism. I mean, they were sued by Jewish students. Yeah. It was so bad. Chance of death to the Jews. These violent so-called students taking over some of the buildings, on-campus buildings. But my question is, because they're getting billions of dollars in grants for some of these scientific research studies, right? Which I'm sure some good information comes out. But how much are we spending on government employees, and why can't some of the experts that work in government do the very same studies with the amount of money we're paying in government payroll, which is in the, hundreds and hundreds of billions? Are they all Harvard experts? No, but we have experts that should be doing some of these studies.
And there are really good scientists who work on other university campuses and other medical facilities where there is not anti-Semitism.
Trade schools, Trump said he might take some of the money that goes to Harvard and put them towards trade schools.
I think it's a great idea. You know what? You know what's really hard for AI to do? Install plumbing.
Oh, I know.
Okay. You know what's really hard for AI to do? Frame a house.
Or air conditioning. Right? Yeah, HVAC. Yeah.
713 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Something AI will never be able to do because AI is a very small Rolodex. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
AI's probably overheated just thinking about that.
I know. Just thinking about you, Chuck.
Say, listen, AI, do the traffic. There's no chance of anything going wrong.
Going wrong.
The Bay Bridge this morning, good shape. Nothing major right now. Looking at you live here right after Route 8 and on to the main span. It was a little bit slow, just a speed reduction over at the Severn River Bridge. And now the morning backup coming south from Millersville towards Annapolis. That backup is already there at the ramp at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. So all of that is just the normal stuff as you're coming south. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. Parkville side is slow. The interloop now in Pikesville has picked up. The west side has already been busy for a while from 795 down through Frederick Road. And our delays are there. But again, this is all the normal morning backup southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Anywhere from 20, maybe 25-minute delays on the southbound side, both at 95 and into the old harbor tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you're looking at the mostly cloudy skies today. Afternoon high around 72 degrees for tomorrow. Rain will move in tonight, overnight. The low tonight should be in the 40s, perhaps, and tomorrow back up to a high in the low 60s. Right now, the temperature outside is moderate to pleasant. You have about 52 degrees right now in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, you're looking at 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for the mega, mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, it's been a fascinating 100 days plus so far for Donald Trump. I think he's now officially been in office for 4 months. And during that time period, the number of changes that have taken place, of course, the misrepresentations in the media of Donald Trump, of everything that he's doing, are rather deliberate and pervasive. So you have to find a way of cutting through the fog. And might I recommend go to the original sources, or listen to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, because we'll try to give it to you straight. We'll let you know from our point of view what's actually going on. Most recently, what's going on is the demonization of what they're going to be doing with Medicaid. They're going to be hurting all these people with Medicaid. They're going to take all these innocent people and toss them off of Medicaid. You'll have Speaker of the House Smith actually breaking it down for you in greater detail coming up in a handful of minutes. But in brief, of the people on Medicaid right now, more than a million, like 1.25 million, are illegal aliens. 4.8 million just shy of 5 million are able-bodied men and able-bodied women who are on Medicaid but choosing not to work. No, they're not taking Medicaid away from those individuals who are legally actually deserving of receiving Medicaid, but reinstituting something that Bill Clinton had in place years and years ago and worked, damn. I mean, it worked. They're saying, guess what? If you're on Medicaid, you got to get a job. Or you got to be looking for a job. You got to be doing some significant stuff with your life Monday through Friday. If you can prove you're actively looking for a job, if you're working charitable work, if you're working as a volunteer for American Red Cross or American Cancer Society, or driving people to their cancer appointments, whatever the case might be, get a job.
And they're asking 80 hours a month to prove.
Big
so they're
deal.
Not asking for you to, you know, be a workhorse here, a workaholic.
No, that's half days, folks.
Half days to be eligible. And Dr. Oz, who was put in charge of cleaning this up, mm-hmm. was saying that there were billions of dollars being spent on things that weren't even related to health care for those who could afford it. So clean up that mess. And matter of fact, he said it was almost $50 billion a year in kind of waste. Over 10 years, that's $500 billion, $500 billion. That could be saved just by cleaning up some of the mess.
Yeah,
not to mention the illegal aliens.
And I do think as well, Nino, that one of the things you're doing, you're tightening up on those kinds of items that can be bought with their, I guess it's a freedom card, I believe is what it's called, which basically is like food stamps, but more clever. And you can no longer do things like buy luxury items. I remember more than one occasion, I'd be at the grocery store having just been stunned by the price of hamburger and bought some just, well, I have to. And the person in front of me is buying sirloins with their freedom card. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, something is real wrong with this
seafood
picture here.
Seafood also. Yeah. See this little seafood place not far from where my parents live. It's like EBT accepted. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For seafood?
For your lobster.
For your crabs, your lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. A bushel of crabs for most of us, maybe what, 80, 90, or 100 bucks for people on EBT card. It's a trip to the store.
You know what it is, though, Bruce? It's because Trump wants to help those billionaire friends of his. That's
absolutely.
What one of the Democrats was saying.
Absolutely.
They're cutting funding for poor people's health so Trump can give a payback to his billionaire friends. I am tired of such sophomoric ridiculousness being spun as debate.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
And by the way, I wouldn't mind being a billionaire friend. I wouldn't mind being a billionaire.
Yeah, so that would be nice.
I wouldn't mind being a millionaire or a half millionaire. Or even a tenth of a millionaire. I wouldn't mind really just being able to pay my mortgage without sweating it every single month. How's that? That's close enough. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 721.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800- 1-800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hi, John Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Gentleman's Agreement has been released a couple of times, most recently 1947, with Gregory Peck in it. And I think it was, I'm not sure it's the same content or not, it was released, a movie called Gentleman's Agreement, also released in the mid-1930s. And that had a different cast entirely. That had Vivian Leigh in it. And also one in 1918. So, I mean, the movie, the same name is out. The one I'm referring to is a Gregory Peck movie that was out in the late 1940s, having to do with anti-Semitism in the corporate offices. 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty typical ride on the Beltway. Again, just looking now at the west side, and the tail end on the outer loop begins right at the bridge at 795. Might back up a little bit towards Reisterstown Road. The inner loop through Park Heights Avenue, the lanes are open, and the pace really not too bad right now. And a little cloud cover now helping out the inner loop over towards Green Spring, and then the Parkville side is slow before Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. JFX still looks good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. The back up on 895, the old Harbor Tunnel has moved down just a bit, not quite now, back beyond Pulaski Highway, but both the tunnels still in the area, 15 to 20 minute delays on the southbound side, so nothing out of the ordinary there, and traffic still running okay. Just checked on the BW Parkway again, southbound from Arundel Mills and northbound from Powder Mill Road with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today, an afternoon high should be around 72 degrees. Rain moves in late afternoon, early evening, lasts overnight and throughout tomorrow. That's the Channel 45 forecast. Wednesday's high, low 62, higher on. See, any low 62s. That doesn't make any sense. Wednesday's high in the low 60s, around 62 degrees. Dundalk, 55 right now. Hunt Valley, 55 as well. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. Long wind-up in order to get this content. Go ahead, Nino.
I was going to say, Bruce, we were talking before the traffic break there about Medicaid. I was doing a little research. This just in 2024, I think the country spent $584 billion. Dollars on Medicaid. This is a program that was meant for vulnerable individuals, yeah, like pregnant women, children, disabled, and it's morphed into 1.5 million illegal aliens, able-bodied individuals, and you just wonder why a nation trends towards $36 trillion in debt. Yeah. Because you take a program that was well-meaning, that may be necessary to help these individuals that are vulnerable, and you let it just go out of control, and then somebody comes along, like Donald Trump, who actually tries to have the courage and puts people in place, like Dr. Oz and other Republicans now have the courage to do something about it, and then you get, and of course, you're going to get fought, but then the lies and the spin from not just the media, but the actual elected Democrats here, and I get it, it's politics, but it just adds nothing when you're simply sitting there in the Capitol as a congresswoman saying, this is about the cuts for your billionaire friends. It's just ridiculous. Debate the merits. And one of the Republicans did a good job of knocking it down, one of the chairmen of the committees. Yeah. And it's a very important issue because this is the driving cost. This entitlement program is one of the driving costs, including the state of Maryland, mind you.
I think the old saying is the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And the intention is always good.
Yep.
Look, the same thing has happened with Social Security.
Social
Security began as a program that was sustainable because the actuarial table said that by the time you were eligible, you were dead. I mean, that's how they had it set up. Really, actuarial tables were that you'd die somewhere in your early 60s, so you could not begin collecting until you were 65. So those handful of individuals who made it to age 65 or beyond, they collected, and it was a pittance. Well, the money grew and the money grew. And then, of course, well, you can get it if you're disabled earlier than that. You can get it if you have exigent circumstances before then. I mean, all of a sudden you have something that's not sustainable because people intended to be doing good. But the fact is their intentions were that's fine. But that it makes lousy law. Intentions make lousy law. And that's what we have. We have a situation where department after department is full of good intentions. And I think it takes somebody to come in who has a corporate mindset, like Elon Musk, like the folks at Doge, like Donald Trump, and say, all right, we've got to get back to the core functions of government. Let's define what those are and chart a path back there. And I would suggest that they're doing that right now. One more thing on this, and that is that I am convinced and have been for quite some time that we need to begin to relocate a number of government departments out of Washington, D.C. The example I always use is, why is the Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.? Do you think they have large cornfields in northwest Washington? Do you think they're growing soybeans in the southeast? There's no particular reason to have it there. It should be where crops are grown. It should be in Iowa. It should be in the Great Plains and north of South Dakota. It should be somewhere out there, close to the people it's actually servicing. And you go through every single department and say, what is the logic for having it here, and what better options would there be? That does a couple of things. It changes the dynamic of those individuals who are working for those departments, first, because you're going to get a different population in those other areas. And secondly, it makes it much easier for those departments to actually do their core functions. If the farmer doesn't have to leave Iowa, travel to Washington, D.C., pay for a hotel for a couple of nights in order to see a bureaucrat, in order to say, look, the pond I have, it's not a water thing. It's just a pond I use to feed the cows.
Yes, we may even end up having some farmers in the Department of Ag.
What an interesting idea.
And you, to your point, 75% in one of the polls said, yeah, we should not have illegal aliens receiving Medicaid. 75%. So why do we have Democrats defending illegal aliens getting Medicaid?
Well, because, after all, it's good for them because the congressional districts in which they are, and because congressional districts, as we talked about last hour, are determined by persons, not by citizens, not by those individuals legally allowed
sure,
to be here.
And that's to your point, that it all revolves around the politics of things rather than the Department of Ag, for example, being where there's our biggest agriculture sector.
Yeah.
But no, it's right in Washington, D.C., in the city.
Why should not the Department of Labor be, for example, in Detroit? Why should not the Department of Commerce be in New York City? I mean, go where the commerce is. The business hub of the world is New York City. Why is the Department of Commerce not there? Seriously. And it goes on. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, Julie Ryder in news.
Well, good morning. A man with a valid handgun permit turned the tables on suspects who assaulted him Saturday night. The Rabbi Emanuel Goldfeis was knocked to the ground by two suspects who tried to steal his car from the parking lot of his condo on Park Heights Avenue. The suspects were not able to start the car, and they again assaulted the 62-year-old, who pulled his gun and pointed it at them. The suspects fled the scene, and the rabbi was treated for minor injuries. Baltimore emergency crews rescued two people from under the Hanover Street Bridge Monday afternoon. The two people were fishing on the bridge when a vehicle hit a parked car, knocked one of them into the water. The second person dove into the water to save the first, and witnesses pulled both of them onto the rocks below the bridge. Both victims were taken to hospitals for evaluations, and the driver of the car suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A car fire investigation in Davidsonville Saturday night turns up human remains. Anne Arundel County Police and Fire Department personnel responded to a commercial parking lot at 600 West Central Ave around 9:30 p.m. When the fire was extinguished, they found the remains in the passenger side of the vehicle. An autopsy will be conducted. And city police are investigating a shooting that injured an innocent bystander in South Baltimore. Police responded to the 2700 block of Wegworth Lane for a report of gunfire. Short time later, they were called to a hospital for a walk-in shooting victim. That 18-year-old victim told officers he was walking down the street when he was shot. According to the preliminary investigation, two vehicles were involved in a road rage incident, and the victim was shot when someone opened fire from one of the cars. Police do not believe the victim was involved in the road rage. And Baltimore police arrested a man in connection with a trash can explosion on Monday. The 46-year-old suspect accused of setting off the explosion in the 400 block of South Gilmore Street shortly after noon damaged a nearby structure. No injuries were reported. Coming up, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Last night's lottery numbers, pick 3, 914, pick 4, 7474. Now traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
In a loop of the Beltway, if you're coming over from Ritchie Highway or if you're coming up I-97 onto the Beltway, there's a slowdown here. The camera is out at the BW Parkway. Not sure what the problem is, but somewhere between I-97, Camp Meade Road, and the Parkway, obviously something is happening there on the southwest side. I-97 is backed up as you're coming north of 648. So we'll try to get a look at that if we can from another angle. But right now we're backed up on the Beltway and also backed up on I-97 north. If you're coming that way and you see it, give us a shout. Would appreciate the call. In the meantime, some delays will continue, 15 to 20 minutes, nothing out of the ordinary as we go south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WC.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s. But as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s. And then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Good news from the back end of the Birds' bullpen yesterday.
How about a three-game win streak here? Jordan Walker standing in the way. And that fastball is Jordan Walker's final reckoning today as the Orioles seal the deal on their first three-game win streak of the season.
Three up, three down for Bautista in the bottom of the ninth. Nine up, nine down for the Orioles bullpen in yesterday's 5-2 win, backing up Charlie Morton, who got his first Orioles victory of the year.
After going through an offseason where I put in the work, going through spring training where I did the same, I prepared just like I always do, and to have the game kind of just slap you in the face, like gut punch, every single time, it's tough.
And perhaps the worst is over for Charlie Morton. Elsewhere in baseball, Shohei Ohtani's return to a major league mound could be coming soon. Ohtani faced hitters for the first time in nearly 2 years in a live BP at Citi Field on Sunday afternoon, a significant step in his return from a second elbow reconstruction surgery. NCAA lacrosse championships this past weekend, the Big Red of Cornell denying the Maryland men its third championship under John Tillman. 13-10 was the final. Meanwhile, a mother-daughter duo from Baltimore made NCAA women's lacrosse history on Sunday. Kate Levy from McDonough and her mother, coach Jenny Levy from Roland Park, becoming the first daughter player mother coach combination to capture the NCAA crown as North Carolina down Northwestern 12-8 to win the title. Daughter Kate, a freshman, scored a goal. Last year, she was the 2024 USA Lacrosse High School Player of the Year. Meanwhile, Memorial Day weekend, of course, a big racing weekend. Alex Palou finally atop the IndyCar world after winning his first Indy 500 on Sunday.
I cannot believe it. It's amazing.
amazing. It's amazing to be here. It's amazing to win.
Sounds amazing. Pelot, 28, has now won five of the series' first six races this season. At the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, it was Ross Chastain making history, becoming the first driver to start last and finish first since 1969.
Holy cow, we just won the World 600!
Indeed, he did, moving past William Byron with just six laps to go. NBA Western Conference Final, OKC takes a commanding 3-1 lead with a 128-126 win over the T-Wolves. And in the NHL, the Hurricanes blank the Panthers 3-0, but Florida heading home with a 3-1 lead of their own. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Bruce Elliott asked, he shall receive.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Contrary to the trolls on social media, Bruce, you're not a weenie.
Okay. I'm not a weenie. No.
However, you were right. The Weenie 500 did happen this past weekend. Yeah. It was Friday, featuring all six Oscar Mayer Wiener mobiles.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And here's the finish. Slaw Dog beating Chai Dog at the tape,
yeah.
Okay? And what do you think the maximum mile per hour was?
62.
How'd you know?
I was a guess. It was a guess.
Wow. Maybe you are a weenie, actually.
Yes.
Could it possibly be?
Touch.
Actually, it was 60.
60,
but,
yeah,
you were right there.
Well, they probably have regulators on the vehicle to keep them from going faster than 60.
Can you imagine?
They probably do. Just like our go-karts. You know, you get a go-kart, and they're going to maximize your speed.
Right, because you're flooring it, and yeah. You're like going 18 miles an hour. You're like,
yes.
What the?
You can't go any faster. And, of course, the more body weight you sit on the thing, the slower you're going to go. So
exactly.
I got passed over and over and over again.
I can't wait till next year's Weenie Mobile.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm betting on Slaw Dog to return. I really am.
You think he's going to go back to back?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, could be.
By the way, just a note. This takes us back to baseball. Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Oh, okay.
That's... became the commissioner of baseball.
Yeah.
Following the Black Sox scandal. He went in to clean it up.
So we're going back over 100 years, Bruce.
We're going back over 100 years.
Okay.
This is a long time ago.
It's the way
Shoeless
back machine.
Joe Jackson, that whole thing, right?
Field of Dreams.
He got his name because his dad was a surgeon in the Civil War and was injured at the Battle of Kennesaw Mountain.
In Georgia.
And he actually stayed there in order to recuperate at Kennesaw Mountain. He was the sixth child. They ran out of names. So eventually...
He named him after the mountain?
He named him after the mountain. So it's a really odd name. What's your name? Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Mm-hmm. I think Felix Bautista, whose nickname is the mountain, should meet the family.
Yes, absolutely.
And see if they have anything in common.
Well, they're still in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, still around, as far as I know.
Thanks for that trivia, Bruce.
Yeah, glad to fill in that one tiny piece of knowledge that you were missing.
Thank you.
Now your life is complete.
Is it?
It's 7:40 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We began to talk about Harvard last half hour, you know. And this is Scott Bessent, Secretary of the Treasury, talking about that $53 billion, billion-dollar endowment they have.
I think the important thing here, and it goes a little bit back to this Main Street versus the elites, that Harvard, to have a tax-exempt status, there are rules you have to follow. And if you're not following the rules, no one's above the law.
So the question is, has Harvard, over time, followed the rules? Here's the impact. If they've not followed the rules, they get to keep their endowment. But they could lose their 403B tax-free status. And that, of course, would be a major bite for Harvard to have to face that.
We will see if they're following the rules. It looks like there's a substantial number where perhaps they weren't. And, you know, again, too, Harvard is a gigantic hedge fund. They run a leveraged investment model. So we'll see where all that goes.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, think of the consequence of that. Because if Harvard is in, it could very well be that other institutions are dodging their responsibilities as well.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, Donald Trump is trying to make a point here, the whole thing with the international students as well. And I know what a judge halted that. But the fact is, if Donald Trump, he's putting them on notice, they have to change their ways. This thing that Scott Bessent was talking about, that's really interesting, whether or not they are violating. Because, I mean, and good for Harvard that they have this endowment. But if they're doing these things that they're not supposed to be doing, they're getting the federal grants to the tune of billions per year. And then they're viewing this nonsense at the same time that allows this anti-Semitic behavior, that allows these protests, allows some of these students to take over buildings. I mean, something has to change. And again, Donald Trump's trying to make a difference here.
$53 billion. So here's a question for you. Why should the federal government, in other words, you and me, the taxpayers of this country, who went to probably lesser universities than Harvard, why should we send money to Harvard to pay for research projects at Harvard when they have more than enough money to draw down their endowment just a little bit and pay for it themselves?
We shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, they have $53 billion. If they have a project that they think is really, really, really worthwhile, instead of hitting up the federal government for that $500 million, well, you might want to dip into that $53 billion endowment you have and let them figure it out.
I'll make a point when we come back from Chuck here.
All right. We never come back from Chuck.
It's hard to.
It really is.
Probably just as well you stay away.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
You know, we were saying when we were looking at this thing at I-97, we know for a fact something was wrong up the road towards the BW Parkway. Well, we found out what it was. It's a wreck on the inner loop between Camp Bead Road and the Parkway. I'm looking at the camera here at the Parkway, and the inner loop is moving, so some traffic is getting by at 170 at Camp Bead Road. Even the outer loop now is looking at it. So anybody south from Washington Boulevard, you're going down trying to get towards I-97. They're looking at it. Enough equipment on the scene. So the beltway's backed up. The inner loop is slowed back through the ramp at I-97. And now I-97 is backed up north of Ferndale beginning at 648. But again, some traffic is moving here on the inner loop at the Parkway. So some lanes are getting by. But a heavy delay right now over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today. Afternoon high around 72 degrees. Rain moves in late afternoon and early evening. Lasts overnight and then through tomorrow. Wednesday's high should be just about 62 degrees. Right now, the temperatures are not all that horrible outside. Dundalk, 55 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is also 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, once again, it is time for us to stump the listener. Well, we really hope you win. So time once again for Choose Your Fake News. We do have a contestant already. Dave in Hampstead is with us. David, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is an amazing prize, David. And so far, nobody has gotten this right. We want you desperately to get this right. I'm counting on you, Dave. All right?
Okay.
You get ready. Is it an unforgettable night at O'Dwyer Wine Night? It's Thursday, June 6th, 6:30 p.m. You sip, swirl, savor your way through an elegant night of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and great company at Hayfields, which is a spectacular place, by the way. Nino actually is allowed through the gates there once a year. And he says it's very nice when they allow him to go there.
Are you kidding?
The good news, Bruce, I believe it's Friday. Friday, June 6th.
Yeah.
Friday, June.
Yeah.
You said Thursday.
Oh, it's Friday, June 6th.
Yep. Well,
the copy says Thursday.
I think it's Friday. And, you know, wine had it the next day. It'd be nice to sleep in.
Tickets are $125.
Friday, June 6th.
Yeah, tickets are $125 each, Dave. And you get a pair of tickets for food, access to first-class wine experience, all to support the O'Dwyer Retreat Center. Don't wait. This exclusive event sells out fast. If you don't win this time, folks, you can always go to odwyerfoundation.org to get your tickets free. So you know the way this game works, David. We're going to give you three stories. One of them is fake news. It's really simple, David. All you have to do is tell us which of the three are fake news. Are you ready to go?
I am ready.
All right.
I'm hoping to win this time.
Me too, man. Here is a story. Oh, by the way, would you like to go first, second, third, or last? First, second.
I will go last so I can partake of all your combined wisdom.
Yeah, okay. I think it's actually first, second, third, fourth, or last. So, you go last of all lasts. All right, at any rate.
What?
Story number one. Sir Patrick Stewart, you know, make it so, the bridge of the Star Trek Enterprise, whatever. He is now going to help relaunch the 80s most iconic vehicle. He's going to help relaunch the car that they drove in Back to the Future, the DeLorean. It's going to be a brand new DeLorean. It's called the Next Frontier. It's going to play on Trek's Final Frontier. It's an iconic vehicle made famous during the Back to the Future series. This is an update. It's a really cool-looking car. And Patrick Stewart is in charge, or at least spokesperson for said vehicle. A fishing fan, this is story number two, hung his big catch from his car while driving along the road. And he was slapped by a fine in Wisconsin for driving along the road with a 69.11-pound muskie tied to his trunk. In the same way that you see deer tied to the front of people's cars sometimes during deer season, he had the muskie tied to the back of his car. So the people behind him would say, there's something fishy going on up there.
You should have done it for the halibut.
That's right. And 10 fascinating facts about red hair, because yesterday was World Redhead Day. I'll just give you one of them. The rarest kind of redhead has blue eyes. The red hair and blue eyes, the rarest hair and eye color combination possible. Odds of a person having both of these features is around 0.17%. Most redheads have brown, hazel, or green eyes. That's according to Medical Daily. So is it story number one, bring back the DeLorean? Story number two, just shy of a 70-pound muskie hanging on the back of the guy's trunk? Or story number three, more great news about redheads? We'll start with Kristen.
Well, I think for number one is probably true, although they're losing an opportunity using Patrick Stewart. They should bring back Christopher Lloyd or somebody who was actually in the movie. But I guess that being true, and I don't really know anything about redheads, but I guess that could be true. I'm going to say number two. I would think an experienced fisherman, while I know you like to show off what you caught, I would think he would know to ice that quickly. So I'll say two.
Yes, number two for Kristen. Gonino.
Kristen's good at this game. I'm following her lead. I think she's right.
She's better than the rest
That's
of us.
That's always the kiss of death. I'm like, Kristen's always right. This is going to be the one day I'm not.
Okay, Zanino, we're going to go next to Chuck.
I don't know. I'm going to go one, I think.
All right. Chuck goes with Patrick Stewart. Chuck, make it so. All right. And Julie.
Yeah, my red-headed, blue-eyed mother tells me that number three is true.
Yeah.
I mean, fake. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Number one is my fake news.
Number one, the steward.
I'm with Chuck.
You're with Chuck. All right. And to you, David.
Well, I usually go with Chuck. Story two, I think, is probably true, because you wouldn't want to put a fish that big in your car. I'm going with Chuck.
You're going with Chuck. Yeah. You're going to go with Patrick Stewart. All right. Well, nobody voted for story number three, and that actually is a true story. It's a very, very rare combination. I mention this because I'm married to a redhead who has green eyes, so she's rare in my heart, but not
she's like a traffic light.
Yeah, not statistically. Yes, red, green. Yeah, and everyone says she's jaundiced, so the yellow is in there too.
Oh, right. You're dead when you go home.
That's right. That's all right. I go under anesthesia real quickly after I get out of here. So it's okay. She'll forget by the afternoon.
Bring me some of that, will you?
Yeah, we'll do. Story number one, for which Chuck and Julie and Dave voted. Patrick Stewart is indeed, that's a true story. He is going to relaunch the DeLorean. It's a beautiful looking vehicle. It's an update.
It's the fish.
It's the fish. The fish is not true. The story did happen, but it happened in China.
That's a technicality.
Wisconsin,
yeah,
it was all China.
Wisconsin, they're not
going to
do that.
Hang on a second. The people in studio, I got to just take a look at this. This is the fish hanging off the guy.
Wow.
70-pound fish is not exactly a small fish. So he has this monster fish hanging off the back. But, you know, the car is fully packed with luggage.
There
so what's he going to do? Oh, sorry, David. Not this time. Give it another try tomorrow. All right? Or the next day.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
Sorry.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just for the record, Bruce, yes. It is June 6th for those, the O'Dwyer Retreat.
June 6th, event, which is you say Friday.
Yes, right. Friday. Yeah. Great event. I was there last year.
So we want you to win, folks.
Yeah.
I am bound and determined to give one away today. So we're going to come up with something at 8 o'clock hour. I'll take another swing at it. All right? So sometime between now and the end of the show, somebody else is going to have an opportunity to pick it up. All right? We don't know exactly what form yet, but I shall give away a pair of tickets between now and 9 o'clock this morning. I can guarantee it. 7:51.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harper County.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck. Oh, I got another one wrong. Whitaker.
Well, you know, start off the week bad. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
But it was Saturday. Too fishy for me. I didn't like it.
It's only Tuesday, so you weren't right yesterday and you weren't right today.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you, Bruce.
Sure.
Good luck on your procedure.
Well, thanks.
The inner loop accident is near the VW Parkway. We still don't know which lanes are affected because the camera shot that we're looking at doesn't show the accident scene itself. But I can tell you this, we're backed up on the Beltway, probably back to Ritchie Highway, and then I-97 northbound is backed up from Ferndale, coming up from 648. So whatever's holding them up, there's some traffic getting by. That's a pretty good size backup right now over on the southwest side of the Beltway. Everybody else on the Beltway has the normal delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, cloudy today. My high should be around 72, 73 degrees. The rain moves in late afternoon, early evening, lasts overnight, and throughout tomorrow, Wednesday's high, 62 for the high. Right now, Edgewater has 54 degrees. Hunt Valley has 55. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, talking about Harvard University, talking about the other universities, one of the problems, Leo, is we don't have any transparency, and exactly where the money's coming from. Where's it coming from? Who gives money to these people? Are they really being open with who the donations come from? And is the size of the donation impacting what they're teaching and how they're teaching? I mean, are they taking, for example, really, really large donations from Liechtenstein arbitrarily? So is there a lot of pro-Liechtenstein stuff simultaneously going on campus? Or they're taking a really, really large donation from Monaco. Are all of a sudden courses in playing Baccarat given? I mean, these are the kinds of questions I think, and you realize I'm being facetious to a degree there, but what if it's China?
And that's the NIH, for example, is going to donate money to Harvard to do some type of research. I mean, who at NIH is making that decision? And we saw under Biden, gosh, God knows who was making these decisions to send hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to places like Harvard that are predominantly liberal institutions. And Trump is trying to, like you said, to bring back to the trade schools. Why does Harvard have to receive all the money? I mean, when you have something like the National Science Foundation granting money, again, The federal government dishes out hundreds of millions, billions of dollars. I see this in the state government where we do tons of studies. Sometimes, very rare, but sometimes I'll say, yeah, we can study that as a state. We should study that. Of course, I put forth a school bus safety bill. Let's study that with our existing employees at the Department of Transportation. The Democrats keep shooting that down. But the point I want to make about the studies is I asked during this past session, I forget exactly which bill it was, but it was an astronomical amount of money to study something really stupid that you would think that maybe 5 to 10 people already working could study. And they didn't really have an answer as to why it costs so much. The point is, if you times that by billions of dollars in the federal government, there's really not a lot of accounting where some of this money's going.
Well, there was a bill that came up, you know, years before you got the legislature, and I cannot remember who sponsored this bill that I thought was incredibly stupid. And this is just an example. The guy said, well, a constituent wanted me to. The bill was to require that in summer league baseball or soccer, that every field, be equipped with its own spot-a-pot and its own water station. I mean, every single field. First of all, if you're playing on a field that's kind of outlying somewhere, and the little boys have to take care of business, find a bush. Seriously. I mean, but I said, who's in favor of this? So you guys, the cost of this? Yeah, some constituents. Sorry, that doesn't fly. If it's a sucky bill, you don't put it forth in the first place.
No, you're exactly right. Well, think back to the Harvard thing. I want to make this point, too, is you bet that they would revoke the status of a conservative group or a conservative church if they're violating certain provisions. But Harvard, to the point of more money, I mean, they have the biggest endowment of the world. If they're violating, then it's about time some action is taken. Because you know they will apply it to other people. The little guy always gets caught on that stuff.
Yeah, and if you say, well, the money, I want the money to go to private institutions. I don't want the government doing it. I understand that argument, and I'm in favor. However, in that circumstance, don't you think maybe the policies of the institution you're giving the money to should have some bearing on whether or not they get the money? If you have a campus that tacitly endorses anti-Semitism, make it instead, anti-black. If you had a campus that was virulently anti-black Americans, would you really be giving them a whole lot of money? I mean, somebody would have some brains there and say, no, that's not going to fly. But the brains don't exist when it comes to these kinds of issues. And so we see anti-Semitism cropping up on all these left-wing universities, at least into some really, really aberrant thought. Some of it, by the way, you'll hear during the clown car coming up next half hour. It is amazing the nonsense that happens on our colleges and universities. I went to a very conservative little school in Ripon, Wisconsin. Great school. Ripon, Wisconsin, the birthplace of the GOP. Little white schoolhouse there is all part of the heritage. And it was a fairly conservative place to go. Nothing much to do but drink beer. And, you know, it's 3-2 at that. So that was fine. But now it's become more and more left-wing. And the alumni are saying, we're not giving you money.
Yeah. No, that it's obviously proud president. I tried my part at Towson University of the Republican Club. I grew it from like 8 people to like 15 people. So I'll take credit.
You doubled it.
I doubled it. But I talked to Towson University professors, for example, and it's exactly what you're saying. I mean, the left-wing bias at Towson. And, you know, I want to love Towson on one end because I'm an alum. But at the same time, I know that we're making this massive investment in these state schools. And I do know that a lot of the – I mean, I'm good on Trump. I hate to say this. Yeah. But good on Trump for taking on my alma mater for the DEI practices.
Coming up next half hour, more on the anti-white bias in South Africa. That's dead ahead.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Their freedom turned out to be short-lived. 3 more of the 10 inmates who escaped from a Louisiana jail a few weeks ago have been recaptured.
One of the men was arrested in Baton Rouge by local police, while 2 others were arrested in Walker County, Texas. 2 more inmates remain on the lam. Authorities have been scouring New Orleans for the men after they escaped in a May 16 jailbreak. The men yanked open a faulty cell door inside a jail, squeezed through a hole behind a toilet, and scaled a barbed wire fence as they fled into the coverage of darkness.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
In the streets of Liverpool, England, people were celebrating a soccer victory when a minivan drove into them, almost 50 people injured, 27 to the hospital. A 53-year-old local man is in police custody. Authorities say this is not being investigated as a case of terrorism. Gunshots rang out last night in a park in Philadelphia. Two people killed, nine injured. We don't know what sparked the shooting. There have been no arrests. It's legislation that is key to his agenda. President Trump says he fully expects the Senate to make some changes to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, a massive tax and spending measure that cleared the House last week.
Over the holiday weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson cautioned senators not to meddle with the bill too much, given how difficult it was to get the measure approved. But the president made this prediction.
I think they're going to have changes. Some will be minor and some will be, you know, fairly significant.
There are several Senate Republicans who want to see deeper spending cuts and a bill that doesn't blow up the deficit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today, the last day you can book a flight on Southwest Airlines without having to pay for checked baggage. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher. Dow futures are up 512 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 308. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I was pretty hungry and looking at a menu when I named my boat Change Your Tuna. The backup names were Trick or Trout, I Salmonly Swear, and oh, it gets worse. New Squid on the Block. It wasn't my best day.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it. And start with a quote from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Haven't seen it yet, but there's a report of a wreck now on the outer loop between Paring Parkway and Loch Raven. It actually may be on the inner loop as well. One report said inner loop. So if you're on that northeast side of the Beltway, that might be a new problem there, even though I don't see a big delay coming down the hill from Providence Road. The outer loop is already backed up through that area. So we'll get some more information on that. The big delay right now is the southwest side of the Beltway, where we had the wreck on the inner loop between Camp Meade Road and the BW Parkway. The outer loop is even backed up looking at it, so there's a delay. You're coming down from Washington Boulevard, you're crossing the Parkway, but the big backup is on the Beltway back towards Ritchie Highway. And I looked at I-97. That's backed up all the way back to the ramp in Ferndale, maybe even beyond the ramp with a big delay coming up I-97 from Route 648. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s, but as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s, and then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The trial of the suspect in the deadly school shooting resumes today in Harford County. 16-year-old Jalen Prince is being tried as an adult for the 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant at Joppatown High School. The September shooting allegedly stemmed from an argument about a girl, and it escalated when Prince pulled a gun from his backpack and shot Grant, who later died. The trial is expected to conclude this week. Baltimore City Police investigating a deadly double shooting on Memorial Day. Officers were called to the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue overnight Monday. Once they arrived, they found a man and a woman who were shot. The man was dead at the scene. The woman taken to a hospital where she died a short time later. Police have not released info on a suspect or what led to those shootings. And the population of blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay has fallen 25% since last year, according to the Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Winter Dredge Dredge Survey. The annual project is carried out jointly by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Experts say while the situation's not great, management strategies are still helping. Julie Ryder, WCBM News, and coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Well, it's three in a row now for the Birds.
Carlson to right center field. That's up the alley. That ball is gone. The former Cardinal Carlson with a three-run crush to right center. And the O's have opened it up. A little Redbird revenge for Dylan Carlson.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Carlson's three-run shot in the fourth was the big blow. And Charlie Morton and three relievers made it stand as the Birds downed the Cardinals. On Memorial Day, 5-2 was the final. Baltimore's first three-game winning streak of the year. They'll go for four in a row tonight at 6:35 with Tomo Sugano on the hill. While the NHL was off figuring out which team will earn Stanley Cup glory in a few weeks, much of the rest of the hockey universe was focused on another huge event yesterday.
And now for the first time in the history of the World Championship, there'll be overtime. Tage Thompson with Logan Cooley. Thompson in, shoots, scores! Tage Thompson, golden goal! And the United States has won the World Hockey Championship for the first time in 92 years.
Call courtesy of USA Hockey. The Sabres' Tage Thompson with the game winner. The Men's World Championship goes to the U.S. 1-0 was the final over Switzerland. The only thing better would have been if it was over Canada. Coming up in 30 minutes, the University of Maryland says, show me the money. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Taking a free ride. Love this song, man. I date myself, I suppose. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Dating myself has always been a problem. Well, a lot of guys go through that period in life. They can't find a date, so they end up dating themselves, I guess. It's hour number three. Nino Mancioni is sitting in with us between now and 9 o'clock this morning, coming after the 9 o'clock news. Of course, Kim Plasek live. Nino, there's a story that keeps percolating. And frankly, I'm glad it is, because I think it's about damn time that somebody really focused on something that's going on. There doesn't seem to be much interest in the swamp media in this country of even talking about. And that is the genocide of white farmers going on in South Africa. And this has been going on for some time now. It's kind of a genocide in slow motion. I have friends who stayed with a family friend in South Africa. Family's white. This kid's white. In their home, they had a couple of panic buttons. First of all, they lived in a compound, right? The high walls with sensors all over the walls. if somebody gets over the walls, and apparently this is a risk there, in order to do them harm, they have panic button number one. And that drops thick metal shields over all the windows, basically making the whole house into a safe house, a safe room. If, God forbid, somebody gets into the house before they have a chance to trigger that particular panic button, there is a second panic button that shuts off the second floor. It drops a huge metal sheet down on the stairs that's impassable. So you cannot get from the first floor to the second floor. And, of course, the floors going up to the second floor. The second floor, it's protected against bullets. It's bulletproof. Layers of Mylar and so forth in between the first and second floor. So you can't sit down below and simply shoot at the farmers sitting in their safe room upstairs. That had been the life of these people for quite some time. It's been going on for a number of years. Now, the president of South Africa, as you may remember, was in town, and Donald Trump sat him down in the Oval Office on live TV and said, let's look at this video. And it showed this genocide as it's continuing, to which the president of South Africa, Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa, said, well, you know, maybe one or two white farmers were killed, but maybe.
Our government policy is completely against what he was saying, even in the parliament. And they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can
take
land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No. There is criminality in our country.
There's a little criminality in our country. Well, first of all, he's lying. The law in South Africa is that you can have your property seized from you at the government's whim with no compensation. Is this reminiscent of Jewish citizens in the 1930s in Germany? You can have any of your property seized from you if the government simply wants somebody else to have it.
That whole thing, President Trump, it was incredible to watch live when he played that video in front of this South African president. And one of the main parts of the video was this guy, Julius Malema. Right. Now, who is Julius Malema? He is the head of the Economic Freedom Fighters Party. It's one of the most influential opposition parties in South Africa. Now, their numbers aren't huge. However, they have 44 representatives out of the 400 in South Africa. I'm looking here, 11%. And he flat out in rallies calls for the killings of white farmers. This is political power. This is a politician in South Africa, and you cannot lie about it to President Trump's face. He's playing the video. It's there. It's all fact.
Yeah, and of course, this is when you had the, well, there's a little criminality in our country. A little criminality. There are huge areas covered with white crosses in South Africa. Each white cross represents a white farmer who has been slaughtered, and there's no consequence for the slaughter at all. If you don't call that a genocide, what would you call it?
And a political party calling for the slaughter.
Yeah. More coming up on this, a whole lot, actually. 8:13 on WCBM. First, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the southwest side of the Beltway is having all the problems, and the update now from the state police. Two of the left-hand lanes are blocked on the inner loop just before the BW Parkway near the ramp at Camp Meade Road. So that's been the problem. The Beltway is backed up, probably back. The camera range doesn't go as far back as we can see it, but I would imagine we could be backed up all the way back to Route 10, definitely back towards Ritchie Highway, and then I-97 northbound at last check was backed up even before 648. So a big delay trying to come up through that section of Anne Arundel County getting to the Beltway. We see traffic moving on the inner loop up at the Parkway, so some traffic is getting by, but it might just be a single lane to the right, and then the outer loop is looking at it, so we're backed up. If you're coming down from Washington Boulevard, from the Old Harbor Tunnel, Hammonds Ferry Road, Hollins Ferry Road through there, and you're working your way down towards the Parkway, they're looking at it, even though the outer loop lanes are open. There's an active fire call in the city. I think equipment is there now, 1900 block of Wilkins Avenue over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you have temperatures that are going to be going up to the low 70s this evening, or during the day, rather. And tonight, rain moves in late afternoon, early evening, overnight, and through tomorrow, Wednesday's high around 63, 64 degrees. Right now, Reisterstown has 53 degrees, and Aberdeen also 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM in time once again to see which lefty has completely lost it, and this one is a particularly hateful individual. It's time for the Democrat Clown Car. Ladies and gentlemen, time for us to head to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, and focus on the car, the clown car, as it enters to the far left. It makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps this individual on ticker-tocker, who is particularly hateful, self-described Democrat, by the way, folks. Talking about what happened to these two individuals who were murdered outside the Israeli Museum last week in Washington, D.C.
He spent his days working at the Israeli embassy, fighting to maintain Israel's genocide and support for that genocide in this country. He is a war criminal. And the same was true for the woman. This was not because they were Jewish. It was because they were Zionist. And a manifesto from the suspect in custody, Elias Rodriguez, he targeted these two because of the connection to the state of Israel, because they are Zionists, not because they are Jews.
Yeah, how swell. That makes a big difference on their tombstones, one would imagine. So this is justification of evil by simply trying to deflect the evil from one area to another. It's not because they were Jewish. Well, actually, I believe one of them was a born-again Christian. Maybe the other was as well. But no, it was because they were Jewish. This was a Jewish event. The thought was, let me go out and kill some Jews. It wasn't, let me go out and kill some Episcopalians. I mean, and to be that morally blind to the reality of the situation says that individual had his mind made up well before it happened, and he is justifying murder. If you disagree with somebody, might as well kill them. And that's the thought. Sir, you are a loon and a dangerous one. Get the hell out of here.
Who was that lunatic?
Just somebody on TikToker.
Okay. I thought it was a mainstream media person. No. I was like, I know they're going crazy, but okay.
Yeah, it's TikTok, just, okay. It's just you scratch your head and you think, out of what sewer did this slime ball crawl? It's a long rant. It goes on much longer than that. It goes on for like 2 or 3 minutes of him. Well, you know.
And it tries to dehumanize two individuals who are just ready to get engaged. Yeah. They're not causing, I mean, they love their country.
You can kill them.
One was American, yeah. I think, a Jewish American. Right. And there's innocent people simply attending an event, as I mentioned earlier in the show, that was meant to help provide aid and humanitarian relief for people in Gaza. And the individual, this murderer, came into the museum. Apparently, the shots were fired. It was a rainy night. And people's first reaction, let's help this guy. He seems startled. He must have witnessed this.
Offer some
water.
They're
just trying to be decent human beings. And then he exposed himself, I'm the killer, and starts yelling, free Palestine. I mean, there's a difference.
Yeah, when they got arrested, he walked out of the room screaming, free Palestine. Yeah. And you know, from the river to the sea. We, you know, can't keep going over the same ground over and over again. But, you know, obviously we know what river and what sea. You know, you're not talking about the Mississippi River. You're talking about the Jordan River, and the sea is the Mediterranean. They want the extinction of all Jews. So I guess in this doodle's mind, it's okay to be anti-Zionist and kill somebody for that belief set, but it'd probably be frowned on if you're just killing somebody because of their religion. To me, is the twisted morality of the political left. I just don't know how to address it other than that. So, sir, you are crazy. Get the hell out of here. We don't want to see you again. 819 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. All right. Nicole Wallace, after hearing these comments from the president of South Africa, and despite all the facts in front of her, all the facts laid out very carefully in front of her, I had one of the classic denials of all time. You'll hear that coming up in a couple of minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM after a first check with Michael Friedman. He joins us on the hotline right now. Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you? Okay, so a little serious stuff this morning. People actually have to pay attention, or I would like them to. A couple weeks ago, we talked about all the uninsured drivers in Maryland, and the way to protect yourself is to have enough insurance coverage if you need it for uninsured motorists if you are injured, or if you need it because you caused the accident. And I say you need it because it's going to be up to you to get it. You can't depend upon your insurance company, and you can't depend upon your agent. Here's a quick story. A very wealthy widow was in an accident that she caused, causing severe injury. Long story short, verdict of $1 million came down on the case. She, it turns out, only had $100,000 worth of liability coverage, and meaning that $900,000 of that verdict can be judgmented by the plaintiff. So she got herself a lawyer, and the lawyer said, well, didn't the agent that you work with for all these years know that you're wealthy? Well, of course, I had a homeowner's insurance. So he knew I had millions of dollars. Well, maybe the agent should have mentioned to you that you need more than $100,000 worth of insurance. And they sued. And the courts have ruled that when it comes to additional coverage, it is up to us to find out and know what we should have. You cannot expect your agent or your insurance company to advise you that, you know what, you don't have enough, even though they might make more money, even though there might be additional profit for them, it's not in their job description to check on you to see whether you have enough coverage or not. So, with all the uninsured people driving around here, I really strongly suggest, number one, that you look at your policy, make sure you have enough coverage, because if you don't, you're the one who's got to call your agent or call your insurance company, okay? Any questions, and we get a lot of this stuff, 410-363-6848. Easy way, go to our website, maflaw.com. Email, it comes right to our phones. We'll be able to get right back to you. So,
yeah, Michael, I guess this is a far better solution than the one I had in mind, which was simply to allow any driver with a clean driving record to have Stinger missiles attached to the sides of the car so they can... I mean, just a thought, Michael. I just,
you're always good for a good thought.
Yeah, you know, it's thinking outside the box is kind of useful. It's particularly useful if you come up on the fast lane. There's a guy doing 45 miles an hour in the fast lane. I think you should be able to beep your horn once or twice, flash your lights, and then he's gone.
Oh, man, you're too much. Listen, have a great day, Bruce.
Thank you, Michael.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Michael Freeman, attorney at law, with us, 822 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up, more on what is going on in South Africa, some fresh audio for you, and, of course, as well, we have Christy Noem. Big changes ahead for the U.S. Coast Guard. First of all, do you realize the Coast Guard is not under the military? It's under Homeland Security? Son of a gun. I learned something new this past weekend. We'll talk about that. 823, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so both the harbor tunnels, we've gone back just to make a quick check there. Nothing out of the ordinary. Still some delays as you're coming south on 95 and 895. There's a new wreck in the city, Northern Parkway, near the bridge at the JFX. And that's a new problem there. Potential delays as you're coming off the ramp from the expressway. Right now, the new report is that the interloop had one lane still blocked, but I see traffic moving a little better now coming up from I-97. The wreck was at the BW Parkway. They were in the process of moving all the vehicles off the roadway. Doesn't mean the backup is gone. Still backed up, probably between Ritchie Highway and Route 10, and I-97 northbound was solid all the way back to 648. But see traffic right here at I-97. The pace, instead of stop and go, is a little better now on the inner loop. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Let me go back here real quick and just check this camera coming the other way. Yeah, the other way is still backed up as well. Outer loop is slow. They were looking at the wreck, and the outer loop is still slow as you're coming south from the area just around the bridge at 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Right now, you have temperatures going up to the 70s today, maybe 72, 73 degrees. Rain will move in overnight tonight and early evening for tomorrow. Looking at a pretty pleasant day if you get past the rain. The highs tomorrow only around 62 or 3 degrees. Think about it this way, folks. We had a beautiful weekend. We're back at work. It doesn't really matter. Tomorrow's Wednesday, by the way. So it's hump day. We will already be half the way to the weekend. Always kind of nice to have those 4-day weekends come up. Edgewater, 56 degrees. degrees right now. Glen Burnie has 59 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 825. All right. Back to South Africa, if we could. Nicole Wallace, who used to pass herself off as a Republican. I think actually she worked in one of the Bush White Houses. I can't remember which one. She's now a loon. I don't know. It happens, I guess. And here she is talking about what's going on in South Africa.
In his meeting with President Ramaphosa, Trump peddled unsubstantiated claims of genocide in South Africa of white South Africans, a group that ruled during apartheid in South Africa. It is a fringe conspiracy theory pushed by the likes of Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, and David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Oh, yeah. Tied to David Duke. Thus must be false, right? What she says is a false conspiracy theory. You can go online, you know. There are roads lined with white crosses. Each white cross represents a white farmer who has been killed. There are hillsides full of these white crosses. Every single cross has the name of a white farmer, his wife, his children, who have been slaughtered. I mean, some conspiracy theory by David Duke. David Duke, I had no idea what David Duke is still even around. I mean, to me, this doesn't matter.
Duke, it's,
yeah. I mean, let's talk of the 1980s, shall we? For me, you look at the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground are, and this all came up because, my God, you're only 50 people from South Africa in here, and you're keeping out all those brown-skinned people? No, actually, we let all those brown-skinned people into the tune of 2 million or more. You're talking 50, potentially as many as 1,000 eventually, maybe 2,000 white South Africans who are subject to a genocide. And that's supposed to be a conspiracy theory. That doesn't matter. Because for all I can say, David Duke in a sense. And then no matter what you say with David Duke in it, you've delegitimized it. You know what? I don't have eggs for breakfast. You know why? This is the favorite breakfast of David Duke. You know?
Well, Nicole Wallace, it's a shame what she's trying to say. Malema, that guy that was mentioned earlier, is this outside influence in South African politics. His videos are viral, huge crowds. He's going after the young. Tell me if this sounds familiar, Bruce. He's mobilizing young people, unemployed people, disillusioned people, and he has a huge influence in South African politics. Trump here, basically in summary, the United States has provided, just in 2023 alone, $500 million to South Africa, $400+ this year, million dollars, and the finance minister basically said in South Africa, because Trump's cutting this funding until they get a hold of this, we cannot afford, we don't have the money to bridge the gap there.
Oh,
so
well.
Donald Trump is basically saying, which is smart. A lot of countries do things we don't always agree with, but when we can find common ground and work with them when we can. But Trump is literally saying, do something about this genocide, do something about this violence against these innocent white farmers, or else we're cutting the money. He's cutting the money. Now you want the money? Do something about it.
Yeah, well, actually, one of the things that I find irksome about this is the contention somehow that, well, maybe a couple of white farmers got killed. There might be a little bit of criminality. But then when you look at the reality situation, you can say, how many people need to be dead before you can cross into, yes, it's a genocide situation? I mean, how many? What proportion of the population? Or you go back to the Turks and the Armenians. How many Armenians had to die? This is around World War One. How many Armenians had to die before it was a genocide? How many Jews, how many gypsies, how many homosexuals, how many people with epilepsy had to die in World War II before it was a genocide? And she's not going to, we're going to argue about the terminology instead of about the facts on the ground. Hey, more on that coming up. Some great comments, by the way, from Scott Jennings on this. Listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry. They're my electricians, and always have been, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, I'm proud to say that I'm also a customer of theirs because they brought their exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the warm weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. We haven't got to the brutal hot summer yet, but we're getting there. Tim Kyle Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your your family. Weather is changing, and now it's time to call Tim Kyle Heating Cooling today. Call him 410-876-9404. Make sure you are good for the summer. Again, 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. 830 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Governor Wes Moore has requested the Federal Emergency Management Agency to conduct a damage assessment after flooding in western Maryland. The flooding in Allegheny and Garrett counties damaged buildings, caused power outages, and led to the evacuation of multiple schools. In the request to FEMA, the governor said the state's emergency response brought on significant costs, prompting the need for more assistance. Moore says the preliminary damage assessment will help to determine if Maryland meets the federal requirement for a presidential disaster declaration. Baltimore police investigating separate weekend shootings that left two dead and two others injured. Overnight Sunday, a man died after he was shot in the 400 block of North Pecos Street. On Saturday afternoon, a man was shot and killed in the 400 block of Heaver Street. There were two non-fatal shootings Saturday evening. Police say a man turned up at a hospital for treatment after he was hit by gunfire in the 4900 block of Pembridge Avenue. Another walk-in shooting victim was treated at a hospital after a shooting in the 2500 block of East Chase Street. City police are investigating a shooting that injured an innocent bystander in South Baltimore. Police responded to the 2700 block of Wagworth Lane for a report of gunfire, and a short time later, they were called to a hospital for a walk-in shooting victim. The 18-year-old victim told officers he was walking down the street when he was shot, and according to the preliminary investigation, two vehicles were involved in a road rage incident. The victim was shot when someone opened fire from one of the cars. Police do not believe the victim was involved in the road rage. And a young black bear is being relocated after he was removed from a yard in Prince George's County. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources says the bear was found in a tree in Langley Park Monday, and he climbed down after staffers hit him with a tranquilizer dart. Coming up, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 914, the pick 4 was 7474. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
That southwest side of the Beltway is still a problem. Interloop before the BW Parkway around Camp Meade Road. The accident at one point had two lanes blocked. The report now says the left-hand lane is still blocked. So we have a backup on the Beltway back towards Route 10 and including Ritchie Highway. Back looking at the camera here coming up I-97. Northbound. It's not backed up all the way back to Route 100, but it is backed up right here to the interchange at 648. So that's still a very long delay from 648 to the Beltway and then up the Beltway towards the ramps at the BW Parkway. That's a long backup through that area. Some of that maybe could take 648 and go up and come onto the Beltway there. Could save you a little bit of time through that area. The outer loop of the Beltway was still looking at it with a delay on the Beltway as you're crossing the BW Parkway coming south from the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, cool and dry to begin with temperatures in the mid-50s. But as we head through the afternoon, more clouds than sun with temperatures in the low 70s. And then a chance for showers this evening and tonight. Showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend's party stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp, message privately with everyone.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. It took a while for Charlie Morton, but he made a difference yesterday. The 41-year-old rewarded the organization's patience by delivering his best start in an Oriole uniform. Six innings, just two runs allowed as the Orioles beat the Redbirds yesterday at Camden Yards. 6-3 was the final. The rotation for Baltimore starting to come around now in general. The last 17 and two-thirds innings over three starts, an ERA of 1.02, and Tomo Sugano will try to add to that tonight at 6:35. NCAA lacrosse, Maryland's bid for its third men's championship under John Tillman was denied yesterday by Cornell. 13-10 was the final, the Big Red winning their first national title in 48 years. And by the way, Cornell's coach that year, back in 1977, was Hall of Famer Richie Moran, who was the uncle of UMBC head coach Ryan Moran. Meanwhile, a mother-daughter duo from Baltimore made NCAA women's lacrosse history on Sunday. Kate Levy from McDonough and her mother, Coach Jenny Levy from Roland Park, becoming the first daughter player mother coach pair to capture the NCAA crown as North Carolina down Northwestern 12-8 to win the NCAA title. Maryland introducing its new athletic director last week. It was James Smith taking the reins of the department. After years of front office experience in Major League Sports, Smith very direct about what this position is all about for Maryland, saying that revenue the key to compete not only in the Big Ten, but also nationally. Ross Chastain may have made history Sunday by becoming the first driver in 56 years to start last and finish first at the Coca-Cola 600. But the man he beat still leads the NASCAR Cup Series. Hendrick Motorsports' William Byron still atop the standings with 499 points. Hendrick's Kyle Larson next at 470. And finally, high school football, the annual Big 33 Classic, pitting Maryland's best against Pennsylvania's best, went to Maryland Sunday night. 42-21, the final. Maryland's first win in the series since 2018. Northern High School's Tom Abel was the coach. Quarterback Davion Jones Jr. out of Mervo was a star with a touchdown pass and a 30-yard touchdown run. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the ratings are in and Fox killed it.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Nothing like putting the right event on the right network, yeah. Bruce and guys. IndyCar's marquee event, the 500, just secured its most watched telecast in 17 years. Sunday's Indianapolis 500, the first ever to air on Fox, by the way, averaged 7.05 million viewers. It was the largest audience since 2008. It increased by 40% over last year when NBC had it at 5 million viewers. And I'll tell you what, I watched the race, and well, not all of it, but I watched some of it. And I also watched the coverage, the pre-race coverage of Fox, not only on Sunday, but during the week on Fox Cable, on all the Fox platforms. And they promoted the heck out of that thing. And so it's no wonder that these ratings were what they were.
Yeah, it's a little bit surprising because the other event that got a lot of push on the network on which it was carried, Food Network had the Weenie 500.
Oh, you're back to that.
Yeah, and it was just, it was surprising because viewership wasn't exactly, well, you know, to say they lost their buns on it might be a good explanation.
Nino, Julie, please help us.
Sorry, we got nothing.
You got nothing on that?
Oh, that can't be helped.
Now that's a good comment.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Bruce. For you. Sure. I think. I have no idea.
We'll see here you again at 9:05 this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Nino Mangione is with us. Okay, before you do anything here, Nino, I have a question I've been holding for you for a little bit. This is from Marty. Nino, Does the gerrymandered council map affect your decision to run for county council? What do you think about what's happening in Baltimore County under Clausmeyer? Was it a mistake to coronate a county executive that is not and will not be accountable to the electorate?
I actually answered Marty's email. The answer to the first question, no, it does not affect my decision at all. We're hoping for fair maps, obviously, and as many chances for the realistic chances for the Republicans to win. Hopefully it's not terribly gerrymandered when it's they're not final yet. So the answer to that. But no, I'm 100% in. And two, regarding County Executive Clausmeyer, she was probably the best choice and she's the most moderate choice out of the ones that were picked.
Mm-hmm.
They had to pick a Democrat according to the law, because she was the county executive at the time. Johnny Olszewski was now the congressman who I actually saw yesterday at the Memorial Day ceremony. He went on, obviously, to Congress. They have to replace him with a Democrat. She's been a fairly moderate state senator, and she's kind of just a placeholder for now and probably a safe pick and the most moderate of the picks, I would say.
Early odds on who ends up in her position?
Well, I'm working on a great Republican candidate. I mean, a substantial guy, extremely well-liked, will be one of the best Republican candidates I think the county has ever put forth. And he is in the process of talking to his family. He's runs his own financial business. Extremely, extremely likable, smart, capable man. And if he runs, I think it'll give us the best chance of holding that office since, Roger Hayden in almost 30 plus years ago. So that's the hope.
So you're saying that the reason that Sean Casey is out this week is to give that full consideration?
I tried to get Sean to run against Wes Moore, and he said no.
Yeah. Wow, wow.
I don't want to start that rumor, because I'm sure he'll start receiving emails. Why don't you listen to the email? Well, speaking of Baltimore County, I want to mention this story I just came across, God bless this kid. This is how ridiculous our county is. Parker Jensen, God bless this kid. He's the high schooler at Towson High School. Mm-hmm. Wants to become a Marine. He's the one who said we should put flags. It's a law that says there should be flags in all the classrooms. So he makes a fuss about it, rightfully so, good for him. And they suspend him. He has to miss his prom, miss his graduation for absolutely no reason. So what happens? He sues the school, and the school was so stupid to do something like this that now they're costing all of us money because they settled. Now, good for this kid. He's made some money off of this. And I don't think for one second that was intention, but God bless him for doing it. And now the county, and it's undisclosed, of course they won't say how much money, but how stupid is the leadership to go after what are flags? My God, we did them at the Memorial, or on Saturday, we placed thousands probably of flags at the Delaney Gardens on all the memorial graves.
Yes.
They're not expensive. It's not hard for our schools to have a flag.
You buy it in bulk, man.
And they were so dumb to not have it. Then they try to go after this kid to silence him, and all for nothing. And because of their stupidity, he misses two of the most important days for any high schooler, prom and graduation. And then he sues, and they just say, oh, you're right, and pay him off.
But think about this. If it's law, why would they bother? They should have said, in all practicality, well, okay, we were not aware of that law. Is our mistake. We'll rectify it. We have to put it in the budget, and we'll take care of it by spring, by fall, whenever. Yep. I mean, do the sensible thing instead of saying, well, no kid's going to push us around.
Yeah, exactly. But good on Parker Jensen. He followed through, and he's the victor here.
Yeah, as far as pushing people around, there is no one better than Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather, and pushy person aside.
When you control the traffic, you can push a lot of things around.
That's right. He controls the traffic.
Give me some good news this time. The inner loop wreck near the BW Parkway has cleared now, so now we're moving traffic again, and it's really starting to make an impact. It was backed up all the way back to Route 10, and the northbound side of I-97 was backed up to 648. Much better now, and even the outer loop now has improved, coming down from the bridge at 895. Both the tunnels still backed up right around O'Donnell Street here on 95 South, and 895 is still slow around the Eastern Avenue, Erdman Avenue area, so still about a good 15-minute delay with everybody moving, at least right now, without any
any major problems. JFX, you're looking good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Late slowing on the Beltway. The Parkville side is pretty much cleared. The inner loop at Pikesville, brief delays. We're still 795 down to Frederick Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking at a high today of the low 70s, but then rain's going to move in later on this afternoon and early evening, last the overnight and throughout tomorrow. Wednesday's high should be around 62 degrees. Right now, the temperatures are outside. All things considered, we've seen better. Around 52 degrees currently in Pikesville, and 57 degrees right now in downtown Baltimore. Actually, Baltimore is now up to 62 degrees, just popped up. Thank you for the late update. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 845. Interesting clarification, and because I'm not sure we'll have time to get to the Christian Ohm audio today. It's from Marty. He says the Coast Guard is a part of the military that is not part of the Defense Department. During wartime, they fall under the Navy. This started under the Department of Treasury, the Department of Transportation, and since 9/11, it falls under Homeland Security. Why? Because their law enforcement mission, they cannot be part of a military department. It's an act of war. They were aboard a foreign vessel. They're part of the Department of Defense. It also negates posse comitatus, which prevents the military from engaging in law enforcement. As a former Coastie, I can tell you that I enjoy the same benefits that are received by all the branches of the military. I was Department of Transportation under Elizabeth Dole. Interesting. Thanks for the clarification. But it's primarily, yes, because the law enforcement function Coast Guard has, that they cannot fall directly under the Department of Defense because of posse comitatus, which prevents the federal government from entering into a state to do military functions of any kind unless invited by the governor of that state. Same thing in emergencies. The federal government was prevented from doing anything post-Katrina until the governor of Louisiana requested the help. And, of course, there were politics being played there, and it happens after every natural disaster. The governor of the individual state that is actually impacted, that's the individual that has to reach out to the federal government and say, help me, help me, help me, feds. And so there you have it, all right? I promise you this audio from Scott Jennings, because it's important. You heard Nicole Wallace, you know, last half hour talking about, well, this isn't a genocide. I saw a couple of people get killed. So what? It happens all the time. So they all happen to be white farmers. So what? It's still not a genocide.
Whether you call it a genocide or not, the facts are white farmers in South Africa have been murdered. A lot of people have tried to cover this up. A lot of people in, I think, media in the United States have tried to cover it up. Obviously, the South African government doesn't want to talk about it, so it was kind of a boss move for Donald Trump to roll that television in there. And I think even the agriculture minister in the Oval Office confirmed that these people are, in fact, being murdered. So my question is, if it's not a genocide today, how many do we want to let get murdered so that people around here can be satisfied? Okay, now it's a genocide. Let's let a few more. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either. Do they wish to say, well, if you're going to call it a genocide, we have to quantify the numbers? What do you do that by? Size of population? Percentage of population murdered? How would you go about this? Are there rules on this? I mean, there should be a federal rule that says, in order to call something a genocide, it has to be a certain percentage of the population that is impacted. So we'd have to figure out, obviously, during World War II, the Jewish population in Germany, 100% of that population impacted. 100%. Or maybe 99.9%, whatever. But during this, is it all the white farmers who are going to be killed? Well, the government does have the ability to come in and say, we're taking your property. You have until tomorrow to clean out. And no, we're not going to give you a dime for it. And if you don't go, bad things can happen to you. Does that kind of edge it toward the genocide label? Or do we have to find another term? You know, whiteicide. A new term, whiteicide. And that works.
We're talking about 50-something people they were trying to let in. Everybody's losing their mind after we let in 20 million illegal immigrants over the last several years. The president is trying to prevent genocide from happening any further to these people. They are clearly being discriminated against. Some have been murdered. This was an interesting spectacle in the Oval Office, but it had to happen because I don't think anybody was telling the truth about it.
No, we avoid the truth on this one because the swamp media deems it socially acceptable to have a certain loss of life in some population groups and not to have a same loss of life percentage-wise, numerically, whatever, in other socioeconomic groups. I'm being as direct as I can, but you understand what I mean.
I can't add a whole lot to what you're saying other than, Bruce, think about this as well. I mean, you're killing off the farmers. So good luck with what that's going to mean for your food supply.
Yeah.
Good luck for the future of South Africa when you're allowing this to happen, not calling it what it is. Whether you want to label it a genocide or not, the fact is, the point you're being made, how many murders have to happen before you label it that and take act? I mean, they try to say they're calling it as a serious crime, or they treat it as a serious crime. It's far more than that.
Nobody gets arrested for this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, how serious can it be? I mean, it's like being a criminal in Baltimore City. You kill somebody, what are your chances of getting caught?
And the political party that actually cheers this on, who has an outside influence, bigger, larger than their numbers represent, continues to grow, is being just shushed aside like it's just no big deal.
Oh, they're no big deal. They have 11% of the votes. They're an influencer in any election that comes up, but it's no big deal. Yeah. The same thing happened in what was once called Rhodesia, is now called Zimbabwe, the country to the north. And that is, they became actively and avidly anti-white. And here's the problem. Yeah, 350 years ago, white people landed down there. And they took land, and they battled for it. There's a horrible thing. They displaced people. This is, of course, the nature of history. Take race away from it. You had people in Europe doing the same things with each other at the same time period that the Germans or the Germanic, the Germanic princedoms or whatever, wanted land from France, wanted land from Poland. The Russians wanted land from Poland, wanted land from Crimea and, you know, Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing happened. Race doesn't have to enter into it. It's simply a matter of this is the way things have worked. Now, if you have a better way and can make it work, God bless you. Introduce it. Let's do it, please, right now. But so far, nobody's come up with a workable way of saying, we want a population to be here. Well, I'm sorry, there are already people there. Well, what are you going to do about that? I mean, it's demographics is destiny.
And nothing says let's help the other minorities in South Africa or blacks in South Africa than cutting off their food supply. That does a lot of good.
Well, I mean, they're not always rational thought there. 851 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president, a man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country, and he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm having bumper stickers made up. Rob Carson hates pudding. I bet you this sell out. 853, traffic and weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
That's almost un-American by itself.
I know. Pudding for brains. What's wrong with that? I like pudding.
Yeah, me too. Plenty of it, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
The inner loop of the Beltway, much better now. A little slow yet, but a whole lot better than it was 45 minutes ago with the wreck cleared from the inner loop of the BW Parkway. The last little bit of heavy traffic still coming over from Ritchie Highway and Route 10, but a lot better now at the Parkway and I-97 northbound from Ferndale. Looks to be in good shape. There's one little pocket yet on the Beltway that's slow. Outer loop right around I-70 down through Route 40. You might still see that minor wreck. It was in a lane on Northern Parkway westbound between Falls Road and the ramp at the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy today, and the afternoon highs will be around 72. Rain moves in late afternoon or early evening, lasts overnight and through tomorrow. Wednesday's high, low 60s. Right now, Dundalk has 62 degrees. Bel Air has 56 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And I've lost my place, Kristen. What's the next cut? Since I've not gotten... The Tina Smith, good deal. All right, super. Just wanted to be sure. Tina Smith is a Democrat senator from Minnesota. And she's pro-Gaza resident. I'm trying to phrase this very carefully. She would argue she is not pro-Hamas. However, she's pro-Gaza resident. I hope you understand the subtle difference there, since the Gaza residents, by like 90-92%, voted for Hamas to run the shop. All right? So she's in favor of Gaza residents, but not in favor of the individuals they chose to run the area. And she says, if you criticize Israel, you criticize Judaism, that's not necessarily anti-Semitism.
What the Trump administration has been attempting to do is to link any criticism of Israel and what has been happening in Gaza and saying that that is, on its face, anti-Semitic. And I don't believe that.
No, she doesn't believe that. And actually, no, that's true. To that degree, I agree with you. You can criticize another country's fiscal policies or their aggressive policy toward others. You have to kind of understand the Israeli point of view in so doing. And that's fine. Some people look at the Israeli point of view and say what they're doing is perfectly understandable. They got to wipe out Hamas to the last man. Some say they've done enough. Walk away. That's an honest disagreement one can have. You can make the same argument about Israel and Hezbollah, about Israel and Iran, about any of a number of conflicts around the world. One can disagree on that, honestly. However, then she adds a little coloration on top of that.
I think that the violence that was done, the killing that happened, flies in the face of the values of so many of us who are doing everything that we can to stop the violence and cruelty and inhumanity that is happening in Gaza.
So, in other words, there's a strange disassociation, you know, between killing two individuals in cold blood and then chanting "Free, Free Palestine." And what's going on in Palestine, or what they would call Palestine. It actually never has been a place called Palestine, except under the British mandate very briefly in the mid-20th century.
We know this conflict's been going on forever, right?
Yes.
But let's not forget the senator. I mean, this all stems back from the October 7th, 2023 terror attack. And
right.
That's why this ongoing part of the conflict is still happening. And you talk about humanitarian. What's more humanitarian than, I don't know, dropping in Hamas agents, shooting children and young ladies and raping them and butchering them in public at this concert, for example.
It's a rock concert, basically.
This is retaliation to the worst. One of the worst, I would imagine, terrorist attacks in history.
It was the largest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust.
Since the Holocaust, exactly.
I mean, which is a rather substantial number, if you put it in those terms. It was also, percentage-wise, a massive loss for the entire population of that country.
And they keep forgetting that.
Yeah. And for me, the key to that discussion is, if you were Israel and had understood that time and time again, starting in 1948, your Arab neighbors were going to invade you and you'd have to be strong enough to repel them, and it happened over and over again since their founding in 1948, then you might be a little touchy about a whole bunch of people coming over on October 7th and slaughtering population. This might just be a little irksome to you, and you're going to respond in kind. And I think, from my point of view again, I think Hamas has to be wiped out to the last man.
You know, we forget the fact that they fired 4,300 rockets in Israel in a span of 20 minutes. The Iron Dome shot most of them down. Think about the damage that would have caused. And about 6,000 Hamas militants actually breached the Gaza-Israel border at 119 locations, using explosives, you name it. So it was a large-scale invasion. An attack that, unfortunately for Hamas, luckily for the free world, is that Israel has the capabilities, for the most part, to defend themselves against them. But if not for their capabilities, think about the damage, the thousands of rockets, thousands of Hamas terrorists trying to go after these innocent people. And then they fire back and retaliate and trying to put an end to them. And it's...
Yeah, quit hurting us so bad from the left. It's amazing. Yeah. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song? Or conversations with old friends. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online is aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. That does it for us for this day. Morning Drive back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m., and we'll see you then.
This is the right choice for Maryland.